This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. It was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperPadSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, helmet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. And we are at the Pickwick Garbery Gym, where tonight we've got a doubleheader for you. It's the Division IV Boys Tournament sectional play. Jackson Center against Ansonia, Game 1. Fort Loramie versus Troy Christian to follow. In the opening game, the red-hot Jackson Center Tigers, win of 10 straight, 17-6 on the year, finished 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Meet Ansonia, 7-14 on the year, 3-8 in the newly formed Western Ohio Athletic Conference, the WOAC. Jackson Center, as I mentioned, 10 triumphs in succession, most notable among them, 62-43 over Marion Local, 60-31 over Rushi, 52-39 over Lima Central Catholic. Coach Scott Elkert, in his 23rd year, has developed a nice rotation now of about 8 players, all of whom can score. They contribute in various ways. Jace Mullenauer, Carson Regula lead the way at about 13 points a game. Camden Reese is now pushing 10. He has really improved over the course of the season. Yep. Kellen Reichert is the fifth starter. This Jackson Center club is playing really good basketball at just the right time, Chuck.
Well, they usually do. And I before games, I always put check marks. These are the kids I want to talk about. If I really want to talk about somebody, I put a circle, and that's Camden Reese. You know, everybody else, you know, you kind of expected, and he was a role player last year, but as this season has gone on, this kid has become a contributing scorer and a heck of a basketball player for Jackson Center. And I think they'll have an advantage tonight because they came out flat against Houston. You can talk as a coaching staff all week about, you know, this is not going to be the same team you saw during the season, but the kids know how bad they beat them twice. They had to get their attention, and they ended up, I think tonight, having played a game on this floor and gotten that out of their system, they're going to be revving up for their sectional championship on Friday night.
Meanwhile, Ansonia took a bye. This is the Ansonia Tigers' first game on this floor, first contest in a week. Jackson Center did play an opening rounder, as Chuck noted, versus Houston. I might mention that head coach Scott Elkert told me a week or so ago, we've learned to win quarters, learned to win halves. We've learned to win the fourth quarters of games and come out on top. He said, we didn't do that 3 times. We had leads with under a minute to go in 3 contests against Fort Loramie, Botkins, and the third one was New Bremen. Lost them all.
Yeah, and against 3 good teams, too. They had a chance to win 3 games against really quality opponents.
And Jackson Center, with victories in those games, would be 20-3 instead of 17-6. Meanwhile, Ansonia, as I noted, 7 wins in 21 contests on the year. This is a club which features a couple of really good double-digit scorers, and we'll highlight them for you here in just a moment. You'll hear the names throughout this broadcast of Garrett Stahman and Ian Schmidtmeyer. They are 13.3 and 10.3, respectively. 7 wins for this club, twice over Mississinewa Valley, a 3-point win against Covington, a 3-point triumph over Houston at the Wildcats Gym, a win on the road at Union City, Indiana, a triumph against National Trail, and a win a week ago over Tri-County North. One thing I do know for sure about tonight, Chuck, I'm going way out on a limb. I know the Tigers will win this game.
And they're going to be wearing orange and black.
Both Ansonia.
Wow, I mean, it's just like a crystal ball, isn't it?
Yeah, both Ansonia and Jackson Center are the Tigers. They both wear orange and black. And as you look around the gymnasium here at Garber Gym on the campus of Pickle High School, there is plenty of orange and black for sure. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, which is simulcasting. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, home of the Big Boy, and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loram in Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Additional new sponsors, the Cell Phone Shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorshealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. And the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Thanks as well to these brand new sponsors just in the last month or two. Knox Machinery in Franklin, Precision Strip in Minster, also locations in Tip City, Middletown, Kenton, and Perrysburg. Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center. We've got a one-minute radio station break is coming up next. Tip-off in about 4 minutes. Jackson Center and Sonia, round two. Lower bracket sectional tournament, or I should say upper bracket sectional tournament play here at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Chuck, looking forward to game number two tonight. Fort Loramie, Tri-County North should be a real thriller. I was looking down through Fort Loramie's recent contest. Ethan Kaiser, 5 of the last 6 games, 11 points per game. He's really coming on strong. Fort Loramie will need him to score tonight, along with Caleb Maurer, who's been Mr. Consistent. I think every game but 3, he's been in double figures, averaging 13.5 a game. He went for 25 or 26 in a game we covered against New Bremen. And then, of course, Ty Ruhenkamp, another double-digit contributor. Guard strong is Troy Christian, and Fort Loramie needs excellent guard play in this game later on tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Kaiser missed a lot of the beginning of the year with an injury, and it took him a little while to get rolling, but that's nice to see you scoring like that. One more scorer in that Loramie lineup makes them a pretty formidable basketball
team. Sure does. I was really impressed with Troy Christian. The way they turned the game against Lehman into kind of a chaotic frenzy, scattered the floor, ran up and down the court, got Lehman Catholic out of its element. I don't think you can get Loramie out of its element. If you do push the Redskins up and down the floor, I don't think they'll mind it too much.
Well, I think they want to run too. You're right. Loramie's going to have to make sure, because Troy Christian, from what I watched the other night, they really get in the passing lanes, and you think you got an open pass, and you throw a diagonal pass, and boom, there's somebody there picking it off and going the other way. And that's what happened to Lehman. They gave up too many turnovers for baskets at the other end.
Yep. Second game tonight is dead even. First game, Jackson Center, the prohibitive favorite over Ansonia. We've got starting lineups in the tip coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Tigers versus the Tigers here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com. Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
The Jackson Center Tigers are the visiting team on the scoreboard, visiting team on the sectional tournament bracket, attired in the road gray, orange numerals, some black trim. Opening five is as follows: Nolan Clark, 6'2 junior, 8.5 points a game. Carson Regula and Jace Mullenauer, two leading scorers at 12.5 per contest. Regula, 6'1, a senior. Mullenauer, 5'11 and a junior. Kellen Reichert starts, 3.5 points a game, 5'11, a junior. Camden Reese at nearly 9 a game, 6'3 and a junior. And Sonia in the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. Opening five is as follows: Garrett Stammen, 6'1 and a forward, a sophomore. Ian Schmidtmeyer, 6 foot junior guard. Jacob Krager, spelled C-R-E-A, pronounced Krager, 5'10 sophomore. Trevor Hemrick, a 6 foot sophomore. And Ethan Reichert, 6'2 soft, no relation to Kellen, for the Jackson Center Tigers. I'll tell you a little bit about Ansonia's head coach, Devin Lindberg, in just a moment. This is year number 8 or 9, as I recall. Opening tip to start the game, one to Jackson Center, moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Top of the circle, it's Regula to the post to Reese. Reese to Regula, far left corner to the three-point shooter. Oh, my goodness gracious. That ball circled the rim three or four times, came out. But the rebound is stuck back up and in by Regula. Who missed the shot from the deep corner?
Mullenauer, and I'll tell you, I don't know how it didn't go in.
Good stick back by Regula. Mullenauer shot like a top. Curled around the rim at least twice, maybe three times. And Sonya, forecourt left. Straight away, Garrett Stammen with the basketball. 6-1 is soft. Throws it right side of the court to Ethan Reichert. And Sonya on the perimeter, going through the top of the circle. Trevor Hemrick hands it off 25 feet away to teammate Jacob Krager. Now, and Sonya looks at head coach Devin Lindberg and resets the attack. We played a minute 20. Jackson Center leads it 2-0. Top of the circle, it's Garrett Stammen. Reese comes out, shadows him. Good defense by the Tigers, not letting anybody for Ansonia get free. Got to avoid saying Tigers tonight because both teams are nicknamed such. 30 feet away on the left, it's Trevor Hemrick. Hemrick is soft. Throws it far side of the floor to Garrett Stammen, who goes to the foul line. That's the first time that Ansonia has creased the three-point arc in handling the ball now for over a minute. 2-0 Jackson Center. Dribble drive to the foul line goes Krager. On a weave to Stammen. Boy, Ansonia can't turn the corner.
No, they're not getting any kind of a look at all. Don't take this pace, though.
Ansonia running motion, trying to get the corner turned at the elbow either side of the key and make a drive down the left or right side of the lane. Can't do it. Jackson Center's defense is wise to what Ansonia is attempting to pull off. 5.5 to go first quarter. 2-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Pitch and catch by Ansonia. Here is Ethan Reichert. Goes to the elbow about 14 feet from the basket. Well guarded. Doesn't shoot. Throws it on the arc to Stammen. Stammen to Schmidtmeyer. Back to Stammen. Stammen 25 feet away. Met there by Camden Reese. Tigers hedge. Coming out high is Fark. Ball goes left side of the floor to Krager. Krager, a drive on Mullenauer. Spinning, turning. Off balance. Left-hander. Got it. Six-footer. Got Mullenauer going sideways. Finally, Ansonia got the isolation on one side of the floor. It won it. Game tied at 2. 4:52 left here in the opening quarter. Here is Fark outside the arc on the right for Jackson Center. Gives it up, gets it back. Ball thrown to Regula at the elbow. He dives into the lane. Little push shot from 10 feet. It's soft like a feather, and it bounces in. 4-2 Jackson Center, 4:31 left first quarter. Regula all four for Jackson Center. Ball fired near side of the floor to Trevor Hemrick for Ansonia. Straightaway handled by Matt Barge, who's in off the bench, a 5'10 sophomore. And we've got a moving screen called against the Ansonia Tigers.
I was looking the other way watching the ball, but Joe Turner called it, so it had to be right.
It's a real good crew. Recognize all three faces. No Mr. Turner, no Mr. Stokes. Don't know the third fellow by name, but I've seen him
a lot
over the last 10, 15 years. A well-respected trio. Played nearly 4 minutes, opening quarter, 4-2 Jackson Center. Here's Fark on the arc, sets, doesn't shoot. Bounce pass into Camden Reese. Ball crawls up his shoulder, up to his neck, and then Ansonia earns a tie-up from the backside and is awarded the ball, getting the arrow.
Turner did the game last night, the Sydney girls game. He did a really nice job.
Under 4 to go, first quarter, 4-2 Jackson Center. And Sonya, right flank is Ethan Reichert. Straight away to Ian Schmidtmeyer. Ball thrown baseline right to Garrett Stammen. Pivot shot, short corner, 10-footer, danced off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Jackson Center. 4-2, Jackson Center leads, 3:40 left, opening quarter. Fark, Regula, into the post to Camden Reese. Goes to work against Stammen. Foul line pass to Regula, missed the 15-footer, and Sonya tracks down the board. 4-2 Jackson Center, 3:22 to go, opening period. Ian Schmidtmeyer, 30 feet away, deals to Trevor Hemrick. Wants to get an opening down the lane, but it's shut off. Fires on the arc to Ethan Reichert. Left-hand dribble, crossover, Schmidtmeyer, baseline right, fade away, 12-footer, little heavy on the shot, saved by Ansonia, but right to Camden Reese. 1-on-3, pulls up, feeds right wing to Regula, to Fark. straight away to Mullenauer to Regulet. Dumps a pass down into Reese. Good ball movement. High, top of the circle, straight away Mullenauer. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, Antonia. Good, quick passing by Jackson Center did not result in a bucket. Good-looking shot from three-point land. Just a little shy of the mark.
They're actually doing a pretty good job of attacking the zone. Just had a couple of shots that just wouldn't drop.
2:30 left here in the opening quarter. It is 4-2. Jackson Center in the lead. Camden Reese chesting Garrett Stahman 20 feet away. Ball whipped into the right corner to Trevor Hemrick for Ansonia. Navigates the paint area briefly, then flips it back to the three-point line to Hemrick. Hemrick tries to slant through the middle of the floor. Goes to the foul line. Cut off. Flips it back on the arc to Jacob Krager. Krager for Ansonia. Goes near side to Stahman. 2 minutes left to go first quarter. 4-2 Jackson Center. 30 feet out, Schmidtmeyer tries to carve out space in the lane. Good punch away by Fark of Jackson Center. Good steal. Handed it to Regula. Regula with a hard pass for Mullenauer on a 3-on-2 break. It goes out of bounds.
Boy, what an effort on the steal by Fark that time.
Yep. Then Jackson Center got going too quickly. Tried to make a pass almost at the rim, and it was a tough one to finish. Out of bounds to Ansonia, which says we'll take the turnover. A minute 40 to go, first quarter. It is 4-2, Jackson Center. Ansonia playing it very close to the vest. Trying to keep the scoring down and hang around as long as possible. Here is a drive down the right side of the lane. Bastaman, well defended, in traffic, missed it, overshot it. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Darting into the lane goes Lucas Hartle, who's in off the bench. Ball knocked away by Ansonia. Saved at side court. No, it wasn't. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. Landon Bowman, 5'8", saw for Ansonia, nearly came away with the deflection. Minute 16 to go in the first quarter, which has been quickly played. That's an understatement. 25 feet out, Lucas Hartle, 5'10", sophomore with the ball. Goes far right wing to Bryson Roberts, 5'11", junior, to Camden Reese in the corner. Posting up as Regula below the foul stripe. Ball lobbed cross-court, low on the right to Reese. To Regula in the corner. Straight away to Hartle. High launching three. Off to the left, no good. Rebound punched around on the deck, and Ansonia comes away with it. 46 ticks on the clock, first quarter. 4-2, Jackson Center. Ansonia gets it into the forecourt and tucks the ball in the armpit. That's Ian Schmidtmeyer holding it. Jackson Center doesn't come out to guard tightly. So Ansonia won't press on offensively. They'll play for one, down to 24 to go.
They'd be thrilled 4-2 at the end of the first quarter.
Indeed. Yep. Cell phone shop, one of our new underwriting sponsors, will get the nod at the one-quarter break. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is the extension of South Needmore and North Dayton. Ansonia goes to work with six to play. Deep left side of the floor, Schmidtmeyer. Foul line extended left. Feeds the three-point shooter at the buzzer. Wow, Trevor Hemrick canned it. He fired in a laser from 27 feet as the clock wound down to zero. And would you believe it, Ansonia leads by one over Jackson Center after 8 minutes. 5-4 on scores, broadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. ShopDayton.com.
Well, the first quarter for Ansonia didn't quite fit the definition of stall ball, but you talk about deliberate, Chuck.
Wow. Well, they were, and a lot of it had to do with the defense, but boy, they're very patient, not taking any bad shots.
Jackson Center with possession, starting quarter number two, trailing 5-4. Here's Camden Reese, foul line. Barges down the lane, had an opening. High off the glass, too much mustard on it. He hits the deck on the rebound, fouled by Ansonia. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. I think so. Yep. Ian Schmidtmeyer picks up the foul for Ansonia, the team's second. Camden Reese, couple shots at the stripe. One, two dribbles, eyes the goal, and it is on the front rim, hangs, kerplunk. It falls through.
He'll take it.
Game tied at five. Jackson Center, a 66% free throw shooting club. Camden Reese on the money twice in a row here. Good going, Camden. Two straight. Lifting Jackson Center to a 1-point edge. 6-2, 30 seconds gone, or I should say 6-5 in quarter number two. Half minute has passed us by. Here is Ansonia attacking. Far left side of the floor, Landon Bowman, who didn't start. 5'8 sophomore. Straight away to Garrett Stommen. He's one of the two leading scorers on this team. Eyes the three-point line over Reese. Doesn't let it fly. On a weave to Bowman. Hop, step, and a jump down the lane. Running left-hander. Backboard. Rim, no. Foul. Reaching on the shot against Jackson Center.
Hey, he bumped him on the drive. That's a silly foul.
Landon Bowman, a southpaw at the charity stripe for Ansonia. 6'5", Jackson Center. Shot is a high one. He's got it. Lofty free throw pumped in by Bowman. Game tied at 6, 7:04 to go, second quarter. Good crowd filing in here at Pickles Garbury Gym. Second shot, Bowman. Yes, sir. 7-6, Ansonia by 8 points. Ansonia head coach Devin Lindbergh's got to be really tickled with what he's seen from his club so far. Playing Jackson Center dead even into the second quarter using a very deliberate attack. Here's a drive by Nolan Fark right down the pike for Jackson Center. Left it short. Offensive stick back. Yes. Camden Reese on the board. 8-7 Jackson Center up one. 6.5 left here in quarter number two. Devin Lindbergh, head coach here at Ansonia for 8 years. Or I should say he's been coaching at Ansonia for 8-4. As the varsity head coach, his head teacher at Ansonia High School. Far left wing, Jackson Center defending Ansonia, which again is quite deliberate in this possession as we near the 6 minute mark of the second period. And Jackson Center leading by 1-8-7. Handling it, Schmidtmeyer 30 feet away, picked up by Fark of Jackson Center. Top of the circle to Stommen. Camden Reese checks him. Stommen goes to the elbow, picks up his dribble, bounce pass out toward midcourt to Jacob Krager. Near side to Bowman. Bowman swings it into the left corner to Ian Schmidtmeyer. He goes to the elbow on the left, fades away, little strong on the shot. Weak side rebound, Jackson Center, foul, Ansonia.
That's one of those 90-foot fouls that you wonder why they made.
Yep. And given the offensive flow so far for Ansonia, Chuck, that shot really was not in what they've shown so far.
No, he took that a little early in the offense.
It was forced. 8-7, Jackson Center by one. Fark goes down in the left corner to Regula. Out back to the three-point shooter, Kellen Riker, who doesn't let it go. Goes to Mullenauer, in the lane to Regula. Tries to squeeze between two players. Might have been fouled, no call. Ball went through the basket from the underneath side. Camden Reese snatched the board, and he was yanked on the arm in the act of trying to make the rebound.
Well, that last shot down here by Ansonia, one of the problems of being really patient is these are kids. They want to shoot the basketball.
Yep. Camden Reese hits at the stripe. He's 3-for-3. 9-7, Jackson Center. 5:18 to go in quarter number two. Second shot here for Camden Reese. He tries to make it four in a row at the charity stripe tonight. And he does. 10-7, Jackson Center. And that is the biggest spread so far in this game. 3 points.
Well, he's got six and Regula's got four. They need to start getting a little help.
when you're the five-minute mark, second period. Ansonia attacking. It's Bowman on top on a weave to Jacob Krager. Behind him to Garrett Stammen. Ball bounced down into the right corner to Nate Armach, who's in now, 5'9 junior guard. Now back to Stammen, straight away between the circles. Wants to drive on Reese. Still dribbles to Stammen. There's a high dribble. Boy, had he bounced it one more time, it would have been Palman. No call, though. Good decision. Straight away, it's Hemrick with the ball now to Stammen for Ansonia. As the clock has worked all the way down to 4:30 left in the second quarter. Jackson Center 10, Ansonia 7. Very deliberate possession by Ansonia, one after another all night long. Trying to hang with the heavily favored Jackson Center Tigers as long as possible. Cross-court pass to Bowman. Bowman gets a double screen. A long skyscraper way up in the air. Missed it. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Long heave down the floor. Broken up out of bounds. Off Ansonia. Deflection by Ansonia. Jackson Center inbounding baseline left. A chance to go up by five or six. 4:05 to go, second quarter. Inbound to DeReese. Reese at the short corner, back to the basket, throws on the arc to Regula. Handoff on the play to Kellen Reichert. Near side it goes to Fark. Fark goes into the right corner to a teammate. Jackson Center swings it straight away to Reichert, picked up by Bowman. Now to Fark. Elbow right, Regula steps back behind the three-point line. Swish! He's got it. Beautiful-looking shot by Carson Regula. He knew where he was on the floor. Inched backwards. Got the trifecta. And he zeroed in from distance. And Sonia gets a timeout. Jackson Center by six. 3.5 to go, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Airstream at Jackson Center is seeking production associates to join its growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift at Airstream. Earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of a legacy that is iconic at Airstream in Jackson Center. Well, after the timeout, Ansonia threw it away. Jackson Center attacks with a long three from the right corner. Yes, sir. Mullenauer buries one. Whew, that was a beauty.
Yeah, no, his other two threes were right on the rim.
Jackson Center starting to warm up, leading by 9, 16-7, 2:45 to go till halftime. Ansonia with the ball at the high post. It's ripped away from Stammen. Here's a run out the other direction. Camden Reese tries to dunk it and blew it. Rebound Ansonia saved right to the Tigers. Three-point shot, Fark. He drills it. He drills it. Camden Reese missed the dunk, but Jackson Center got a triple instead.
Well, he missed it on purpose because he knew a three was coming.
I like that. That's what Camden will tell you.
That's an assist.
2:15 left here in the first half. 19-7 Jackson Center. Here's Landon Bowman twisting his way down the lane. Running left-hander. Short. No good for Ansonia. Rebound Jackson Center. Carson Regula bolts below the rim and makes a sloppy pass out of bounds going to the opposite corner. 2:01 to go in the first half. 19-7. Jackson Center up 12. Chuck, it seemed like just a couple, three possessions ago, and Sonia was down by one, just slowly pounding the ball on the floor.
Yeah, well, Jackson's picked up their pressure on defense, and they've had a few steals here now, turning into points.
Yep, sure have done so. Trevor Hemrick with the ball for Ansonia. Top of the circle, Ian Schmidtmeyer. Outside the arc of the right to Garrett Stammen. Stammen, little pick and roll, right side of the floor with Hemrick. The ball rolls up his arm, stolen by Regula. Outlet to Mullenauer. Mullenauer to Fark. And Nolan instructs the offense, puts it in position. 6 minute 26 to go, first half. 19-7, Jackson Center. Ball thrown into the lane to Bryson Roberts. Now to Camden Reese to Fark. Good ball movement. Fired right corner to Mullenauer. He slings a skip pass with a left-hand cross court to the three-point shooter. Kellen Riker left it short. No good. Rebound pinballed around. Fark's got it. And Jackson Center resets. Minute 3 to go, first half. 19-7, Jackson Center. Right wing Mullenauer to Bryson Roberts. Head of the key, Fark. Foul line. Pulls up. Doesn't shoot. Now it goes to Mullenauer. Middle of the floor, Reese. He gives it up, gets it back. Short corner, baseline left. Rim to 10-footer. Regula with the follow. Hangs on the iron. And that's a technical foul. Good call by the official.
I couldn't see if there was somebody underneath him or not. Sometimes you got to hold on there to protect yourself.
Sometimes that's ignored. Regula was on there, Chuck, for a good second and a half,
yeah.
too long.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue the point on that, no.
44.6 to go in the first half, and Sonia with technicals down to her left, and it's pumped up and in by Stammen. 6'1 sophomore forward. One of the two leading scorers on this team, Garrett Stammen, connects on the first. His second one is in the air. Got it again. 19-8 in favor of Jackson Center. Tough part about all that is Jackson Center loses a possession down to a right, and Sonia gets two free throws, makes them, and now has the ball.
And that's a personal foul on Regula, but that's only his first.
40 seconds to go, first half, 19-9, Jackson Center leads. And Sonia will control it and play for one. Here's Stammen, about 10 feet from midcourt. Ball on his right hip. Jackson Center doesn't come out to pressure. So Ansonia obliges and says, we'll just hang on to it longer. 19, 18, 17 ticks to go, first half. 19-9, Jackson Center in the lead. Ansonia starts motion. Here's Schmidtmeyer, left flank to Jacob Krieger. Starts to drive, pulls up, left-hand fade away. It hops off the iron and goes in. Got a lucky bounce. 3 seconds left, first half. Camden Reese pulls up. Long 25-footer. Banked it up, no good. And the first half finishes. And Sonia managed to produce the final 4 points of the second quarter of play and turn a 19-7 deficit into a 19-11 one. 19-11, Jackson Center over Ansonia after two quarters of play. We've got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to these three Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams tonight, there are key building components, as we've witnessed. And Sonia wants to minimize possessions in this game, keep the score down, and stay in touch with Jackson Center. And Sonia's done it reasonably well. 8-point difference here at the half. Meanwhile, Jackson Center wants to try and push it if the Tigers can. Jackson Center did a much better job of that in the second quarter. Carson Regula, Camden Reese leading the club in scoring. Those are the key building components for these two teams. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. 19-11 Jackson Center over Ansonia. It's a two-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
And welcome back to Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 19-11, Jackson Center leads Ansonia here at the half. This is the first game of two tonight. Fort Loramie versus Troy Christian in the nightcap. Tip-off around 7. We'll continue our programming between games right here at Courtside. I'd like to remind you that our radio station sponsors via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM include Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Troy Pickwick Body Car Star. It's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, the industry's clear choice. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers after two quarters.
Well, not a lot of rebounds because there weren't a lot of shots. Jackson Center has a 10-4 rebounding advantage, 5-1 on the offensive boards. The Ansonia Tigers turned it over 6 times. Jackson Center Tigers turned it over 4. Both teams were 4-for-4 from the free throw line in the first half. Good free throw shooting. 4 points for Krager, 3 for Hemrick. 2 each from Stamen and Bowman. They scored 5 and 6, 11 for the first half. On the other side for Jackson, Carson Regula led them with 7, 6 from Camden Reese, 3 each from Fark and Mullenauer. They scored 4 and 15, and they lead it 19-11 at the half.
Jackson Center did a pretty good job speeding things up in quarter number 2. Had a couple 3 turnovers, Chuck, when haste made waste. Got going a bit too fast for their own good.
Well, you know, I mean, that's, they want to speed the game up.
Right.
At some point, if they push the lead out into the 17, 16 point range, Ansonia's going to have to pick up their pace offensively and maybe get out of that zone on the other end.
Exactly. About 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Jackson Center 19, Ansonia 11. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Garbage Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School, 1 minute away from the start of a third quarter between Jackson Center and Ansonia. 19-11 lead for Jackson Center. The Tigers versus the Tigers. Orange and black against orange and black. Jackson Center, the visiting team, in the road, gray, orange numbers. Ansonia, white from top to bottom, black numbers outlined in orange. And the guest on the scoreboard, Jackson Center in front, 19-11. Possession Ansonia to start the second half. The score is low, only 30 points between the two clubs because of very deliberate play by Ansonia.
Yeah, well, they're not going to really push anything, and they really shouldn't push. Jackson did a nice job of picking up the pressure, getting some steals and some baskets to get this 8-point lead.
Yep.
As long as they're within single digits, they're going to still be able to dictate the tempo.
Basketball belongs to Ansonia. Opening seconds, third quarter of play. Stahman fakes the three-point ball, high right. Gives it back to Trevor Hemrick straight away. Hemrick left wing, Jacob Krager cuts across the foul line. Weaves to Ethan Reichert. No relation to Jackson Center's Kellen. Outside the arc on the left wing, Stahman. Top of the circle. Reichert for Ansonia. Stahman knifes into the lane. One-on-one against Camden Reese. Boy, he dragged the pivot foot. It wasn't called. He clearly did.
Take the top!
Jackson Center bench wanted it. I did too. You saw it too, Chuck, didn't you?
Oh, he traveled.
Okay. Thought maybe my eyes were deceiving me for a second.
No.
We played nearly a minute. Third quarter, 19-11. Jackson Center leads. Ansonia being very patient. And that's with an uppercase P-A-T-I-E-N-T.
Well, that puts pressure on Jackson on their offensive possessions.
There's Stammen. Herky jerky move in the lane. Little 8-foot fadeaway. No good. Rebound, yes, by Ansonia. And a foul. Well done. Ethan Reichert on the offensive glass. 6'2" sophomore. Good move by Stammen. He's a strong kid. 6'1", plays bigger than that. Good hops. Looks like 6'2", 6'3". Wide body, strong. He took Camden Reese to the low post. Almost went in, came out, but the stick back by Reichert was there. He was fouled on the shoulder as he scored it, and a 3-point play by Ansonia means Ansonia's reeled off 7 straight, overlapping the second and third quarters. It's 19-14 now in favor of Jackson Center. Here's the ball thrown into the post to Bryson Roberts. He delivers into the right corner, intercepted by Ansonia. Ansonia comes driving hard down the floor to Stammen, pulls up, lets go the three, hit the rim short, no good. Loose ball, rebound, roll to the top of the circle, and it is reeled in by Jacob Krieger. Jackson Center coaching staff can't be happy with that offensive board by Ansonia.
Well, they got a hand on it, just couldn't pull it.
It hit the hardwood and skipped 3 times out to the middle of the floor. Ansonia raced it down. 2 minutes gone in the third. Jackson Center 19, Ansonia 14. Ansonia weaving, shaking free, driving baseline right. Ian Schmidtmeyer to the rack, got it for 2. Beautifully done. Patience paid off. 19-16. Jackson Center's 19-7 lead shaved to just 3. On the arc for Jackson Center, it's Fark, right wing to Mullenauer. Camden Reese is in the short corner far side. Here's a long, high-arcing 3, but Jackson Center's Kellen Reichert. It rattled in and out, no good. Good rebound, though, by Camden Reese. Deep left corner, Roberts chucks up a 3. It hits the iron, kicks into the corner, and Kellen Reichert saves it. He's got it for Jackson Center, which retains the ball. Here's Fark, rotating to the left, goes to Roberts, back to Fark, sizes up a 25-footer. It's in and out, no good. Tough luck shooting for Jackson Center.
2.
And the Jackson Center Tigers stabbed the ball out of bounds.
Well, like I said, the closer this game is, and, and the few possessions that they're getting makes them real important.
And the one thing the Ansonia zone does do, Chuck, it forces Jackson Center to take quite a few 3 balls.
Well, I think they're settling here at the start of the second half.
Right, I'd agree. Ansonia down 3, 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Shake and bake drive into the lane, then it's thrown on the arc to the 3-point gunner. Bombs away, yes, it's in! Ian Schmidtmeyer, 5 straight points by him. That was a 24-footer. Good penetration on the play by Landon Bowman, who flipped it back to the open Schmidtmeyer, and we are tied up. A dozen straight points by Ansonia. Jackson Center fans a little shocked at the moment. Cross-court pass, left corner, collected by Kellen Reichert on top to Fark. Fark goes to Mullenauer, right flank. Jackson Center looking for Camden Reese, short corner. Well, if you can make that pass, then you can go to the middle with it. Camden Reese catches, throws on the arc to Fark. Left side of the floor, Kellen Reichert shut off. Fark straight away, foul line, stumbled, might have walked, no call. Here's Kellen Reichert at the elbow. Gives it up, gets it back. Skip pass, cross court to Fark, sizes up a triple. It skids off the rim, long rebound right corner, and it's tracked down by Schmidtmeyer of Ansonia, which has tallied 12 straight. Jackson Center is now scoreless for the last 6.5 minutes. 19-19 tie, 3:30 to go in the third. Stammen with a head fake, gives it up top of the circle to teammate Ethan Reichert for Ansonia. Now Stammen. Stammen and Schmidtmeyer have been the key cogs. Landon Bowman's played well off the bench. Here is a foul line fadeaway by Schmidtmeyer. A lot of rim. It hangs and goes off. Jackson Center's got the board. Break there for the Tigers. That almost gave Ansonia the lead. Mullenauer open. Deep left corner. Triple. Bullseye. Jackson Center by 3.
Well, I'll tell you what. They are giving Reichert the shot. Wherever he is, they are sagging back and helping. He's going to have to make a couple.
22-19, Jackson Center by three, 2:44 to go third quarter. Head coach Devin Lindberg barking out a play from side court for Ansonia. And now a very deliberate weave ensues. Krager's got it. He is much closer to the timeline than he is to the three-point arc.
Well, they're not going to attack until they step out.
Here is Mullenauer going chest to chest, trying to pinch the ball handler for Ansonia. Now it's flipped top of the circle to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer on the bounce against Mullenauer. 22-19. Jackson Center by three. 2:10 to go third quarter. Ansonia timeout. It's turned into a close encounter on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Chuck,
ticky-tack foul.
That was a foul after the timeout, and it was a small one, barely negligible against Jackson Center. Common, second on Jackson Center of the half, and Sonia's committed none. We're all the way down to a minute 45 to go in the third quarter, and Jackson Center leads by three. Chuck, did Jackson Center get complacent when it went up 19-7?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Hey, let's give Ansonia some credit. They're playing really well.
Sure are. Over-guarding foul out about 6 feet from midcourt. Nolan Fark almost leaped in, had a steal, but did rake the arm of the Ansonia player, Ian Schmidtmeyer.
Well, if they win this game, the only good part is they have not shown Troy Christian much.
90 seconds to go, third quarter, Jackson Center by three. With about 3.5 minutes to go till halftime, Jackson Center was up 19-7. And then Ansonia, overlapping the second and third quarters, reeled off a dozen in a row to tie the game at 19. Here's a great drive down the left side of the lane. Schmidtmeyer with a running left-handed hook, and it's 22-21. Boy, Schmidtmeyer is a tough man to guard, Chuck.
He scored seven here in the third quarter.
He's got a quick first step. He'll use either hand. He'll throw it up there on the run. He'll pull up and take the J. He's unorthodox. Here's Camden Reese, baseline right for Jackson Center. Good move. Powers to the basket and lays it through. Camden Reese had a sliver of an opening along the baseline and took advantage.
The Tigers need a stop here on this possession.
35 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center 24 and Sonia 21. Good game for Camden Reese.
Yeah, he's got eight. He's had a nice game.
Well, you get that ball down there on the short corner against the zone, you can do some damage.
Yeah.
16 seconds to go in the third, and Sonia holding on to it. It's Ian Schmidtmeyer. He's at the Piqua Indians logo at midcourt. Throws it right side to Jacob Krager. To Stammen, fakes right, goes left, down to four, three. Schmidtmeyer's got to let it fly. Steps back, long 28-footer wide right. Great defense by Jackson Center. We play three quarters, nothing decided. It's a toss-up. could go to the last possession. And Sonya trying to upset Jackson Center. 24-21, Jackson Center Tigers lead it. Headed to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all, and very well, too, at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the coronavirus. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2, open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. I misspoke. Not a take-home test at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. They do send it to the lab. They'll have it back in a day to 2 days for you. Good start to the fourth quarter for Jackson Center. Got it to the short corner again to Camden Reese, like the Tigers did late in the third. And Camden got to the rim, was hacked on the arm. Two free throws. It bounces around and goes in. He's perfect at the stripe.
Well, when he catches the ball in that short corner, what's open is, boy, if they would just step in to the elbow, that is wide open on that diagonal pass.
Next free throw by Camden. Short. Didn't,
nothing but net.
Didn't catch iron. Got a lot of rope before bouncing out of bounds.
Just the bottom of the rim.
Yep. Jackson Center's up four, though, now. 25-21 with 7:36 to go in the fourth quarter. And Sonya has been steady, patient, deliberate, has made some tough shots, has made some open shots, and played really good defense, holding Jackson Center scoreless for about 10 straight possessions. Here's a long three ball by Ansonia. Trevor Hemrick lights it up from distance, and it's 25-24. 7:10 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center being pushed to the limit.
Ansonia not going away.
Nope. Second seed, Jackson Center in a little difficulty. Carson Regula open foul line. Fadeaway shot, missed the rim, hit the glass. It's on the deck. Scooped up by Ansonia. Over guarding foul. Jackson Center backcourt. Four team fouls on Jackson Center. Carson Regula had a pretty good look. Just did not get his feet set under him, Chuck.
Not sure. They look real tense right now.
Here's Ansonia to midcourt. 25 feet away. It's Garrett Stammen. Stammen goes down the right side with it, gets it back. 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center nurses a one-point lead. Here's a long three by Schmidtmeyer. It's online. It's short. No good. Rebound by Jackson Center. Outlet to Camden Reese. Reese looks for the cutter. Not available. Big possession here for Jackson Center. 25 feet away, Kellen Reichert. Jackson Center attacking a zone defense employed by Ansonia. Here's a long three ball. It's Kellen Reichert. Left wing. Hit the rim. Went way up in the air. Glanced off a cable. Out of bounds. 6:14 to go. Fourth quarter. Jackson Center's lead still just one. Dribbling to midcourt for Ansonia is Ian Schmidtmeyer outside the arc on the left. It goes to Ethan Reichert, far right wing, Jacob Krager. Here's Regula guarding Schmidtmeyer, top of the circle. 5:50 to go in the game. Ansonia down just one to Jackson Center after trailing two-thirds of the way through the second quarter. 19-7. Baseline left. What a play by Stammen. Backs down his defender. Fadeaway banker is good. Ansonia fans love it. And guess what? The Ansonia Tigers have overtaken the Jackson Center Tigers. 26-25. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Regula throws right corner to a teammate. Long three, Jackson Center hits the back flange, no good, goes to the floor, scramble for the ball,
foul, and Sonia on the back. Is it ruled in the act of shooting? Regular was trying to flip it back up there. I was screened, Chuck. Couldn't tell who let go.
They're not. He was absolutely shooting the ball.
It is common. That was my first inclination. Jackson Center inbounds left corner. Tigers won't shoot free throws here for the lead. Ball passed to the post and a blocking foul against Ansonia, the team's third. Four on Jackson Center. Ansonia's taking the lead here with 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter, 26-25. Ansonia trying to spring a major upset. Jackson Center, prohibitive favorite in this game. Ansonia coming in 7-14 on the year, 3-8 in the WOAC. Jackson Center 17-6, 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League, winners of 10 in a row. Ansonia playing pitching, or I should say Jackson Center, pitch and catch against the zone. Camden Reese hits Regula. Regula slices to the rim, scores, but he was fouled en route to the basket. It's common. Ball out of bounds to Jackson Center. Love the way that play developed for Jackson Center.
Yeah, they ran it well. Just the guy reached in and grabbed an arm.
Jackson Center inbounds and carving out space low on the left is a Tiger, Kellen Reichert. And he took it as it was flipped in from a short distance, went up strong, and was walloped on the arm. Two big free throws. First one by Kellen. Swish, all net, tied up.
They lost him on the inbounds play, and he actually, when he turned, he was shocked that nobody was on him, and he could have gotten a little closer to the rim, I think.
Second free throw by Kellen, got it again. Two big ones. Jackson Center inches into the lead, 27-26, 4:48 to go, fourth quarter. And Sonia calmly to midcourt, popping out to catch his Stommen straight away. Garrett Stommen, 6'1 sophomore, outstanding player. On a weave, it goes to teammate Trevor Hamrick. Too much dribbling. He fumbled the ball. Jackson Center on the steal. Camden Reese might have gotten away with a walk. Took the pass from Regula. Stormed to the rim. Scored it and was fouled. Big turn of events.
Yeah, he probably took an extra step there. But they were so shocked by the fast break that it threw the officials off, too.
Yeah, that's that Euro step times two that in some high school games certain crews are letting happen, and it's been a travel forever and ever and ever. Camden Reese drops in the free throw. That is a huge three-point play. A steal by Jackson Center. Sloppy play by Ansonia. Transition basket by Jackson Center and a foul to boot. And Jackson Center's up four. 4:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Devin Lindberg, head coach of Ansonia, gets a timeout. Jackson Center in the lead by four on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here we go, the final 4:09, fourth quarter. We've got a ball game. Jackson Center's tallied the last five, trailed 90 seconds ago, 26-25 to Jackson Center. The Jackson Center pumped in the last 5 points to earn a four-point lead. Here's a three ball straight away by Ansonia. Swish! Swish! Ian Schmidtmeyer pumped it home. Wow, it was right on the money as soon as it left his fingertips. Well-designed play during the timeout by Ansonia head coach Devin Lindberg. And it's a one-point game. The four-point lead slashed to a single point. Jackson Center attacking to our left. Here's a cross-court pass, left corner. Kellen Reichert fakes the three, drive, banks it in, banks it in. And a foul on Ansonia. Kellen Reichert, the forgotten man by Ansonia's defense.
Well, they sagged again, but that time, even though sagging, he went around him and shot a layup. I mean, that's just not good defense.
Kellen Reichert nails the foul shot. His three-point play the old-fashioned way matches the long triple from distance by Schmidtmeyer of Ansonia. And the four-point lead is restored, 33-29. Jackson Center on top. Straight away with the ball for Ansonia is Ian Schmidtmeyer. Goes down the left side to a teammate who's a little bit out of control, barreling toward the rim, goes Trevor Emmerich. And it's an aggressive defensive play and a foul against Jackson Center. Ansonia's committed 7. Jackson Center's in the bonus. Jackson Center's committed only 5. 3:14 to go in the game. Jackson Center up 4. Timeout. Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
It is coming down to the wire here at Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickle High School. First of 2 games tonight. Jackson Center owns a 4-point cushion against Ansonia with just over 3 to play. Here's Schmidtmeyer available. Got a screen. He let go a long 3 ball online, but short, goes out of bounds. Jackson Center gets it on what turned out to be a turnover, more or less.
Yeah, and I will say this. It might sound mean, but it's a fact. There's a reason they're 7-14.
4-point lead, Jackson Center. And Sonia playing one of its very best games of the year here tonight, for certain. Here's a skip pass cross court to Kellen Reichert. He's come up big. Last 2 quarters for Jackson Center. 2:45 to go. Jackson Center in the 1-1. Regular open baseline right. Makes a 16-footer. Carson Regula, 2 ball. That's a patented regular jump shot right there. Yep. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Regula almost stole it at side court. 2:26 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's ruled that Ansonia got a fingertip on it and was on the line when the Ansonia Tiger got a feel for the basketball. Tough call to take right in front of the Ansonia bench. No complaints.
Well, that's only the second turnover by Ansonia in the second half.
And that's why Ansonia has played Jackson Center so tough. Here's a bounce pass to Camden Reese at the foul line. Keep in mind, Jackson Center is in the bonus, leading the 6 with 2 minutes to go. Here's a cross-court pass, ill-advised, intended for Molenauer, raked away by Ansonia. Coughed back up at Jackson Center.
I think it was a good thought, bad pass.
Under 2 to play in the game. Ansonia trails by 6, 35-29. Here's Trevor Emmerich. Here's Stommen. Stommen lets go a 3 straight away. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, left corner. Jackson Center traces it down. Up the floor to Fark. Minute 41 to go. Jackson Center 35, Ansonia 29. Boy, is this Ansonia team ever given a great account of itself here tonight.
Yeah, they're going to go home and win or lose this thing. They need to be happy with their effort.
Jackson Center led 19-7, was shut out for about 7 minutes, spanning the second and third quarters. Back came Ansonia, tied it at 19, took a 1-point lead, 26-25, as I recall. Here's a foul on Ansonia with 74 ticks in the clock. Jackson Center up by 6. 1-1 for Nolan Fark for Jackson Center. Free throw by Fark. A lot of rim. It's good. And that expands the edge to 7. That's a 3-possession game. Barring a foul on a made 3. Second shot by Fark. Bullseye. He hits it. And the lead swells to 8 for Jackson Center, 37-29. Quickly down the floor, Trevor Emmerich. Baseline drive cut off, and it's swiped by Jackson Center. Jackson Center in business now. Looks like the favorites are going to pull it out, but it was a struggle. And Sonia put up a real tussle here tonight. Jackson Center's Park out near midcourt. Here comes the pinch, the double team, the foul committed by Ethan Reichert of Ansonia. Park back to the stripe, 1-1 for Jackson Center. 50 seconds to go in the game. Jackson Center up 8. We'll continue our programming from right here at the Garber Gym between games. We'll have a couple of minutes. We'll chat with Roger Dietrich, Vice President, Local Equipment, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Also preview game 2, which should be very good, between Fort Laramie and Troy Christian. Nolan Fark connects twice at the stripe, and the lead is swollen to 10. Here's a drive, right corner of the floor by Schmidtmeyer of Ansonia. And trying to guard him is Fark, who lost him, reached back in and fouled. Fark may have stove to foot. 43 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Ansonia ball, 39-29. It's fed below the rim to Schmidtmeyer. It's busted up to Jackson Center. Here's a lead out to Regula. Regula goes down the floor and almost blew a dunk. It rolled around the rim 3 times and went in. Head coach Scott Elker would have had a fit had that one not gone in.
That was more of a hang on the rim than the one they called.
I would agree. That could have been called a tech. Here's a shot from distance by Ansonia. It's taken by Krager. Blocked on the play by Jackson Center, which dribbles to midcourt, hangs onto the ball, and that's going to do it. The final several seconds tick off. Jackson Center 41, Ansonia 29, after Ansonia led 26-25. Beyond the midway point of the third quarter, Jackson Center survives. It wasn't easy. Ansonia put up a mighty good fight, turned into a fine game. The opener of 2 here tonight at Pickwa's Garber Gym Boys Division 4 Sectional. And now Jackson Center advances on to Friday's upper bracket sectional final against the winner of the next game between Fort Laramie and Troy Christian. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. 2-minute radio station break in just a few minutes. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy Jeff Gebhardt at the home of the tire sale. You'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We are Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6 a.m. The omelets are outstanding. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Again, 41-29, Jackson Center prevails over Ansonia in Game 1 here tonight. Jackson Center will take on the winner of Game 2 between Fort Laramie and Troy Christian in Friday night's upper bracket sectional final. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville and Enon. Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, also located at 418 South Broadway in Greenville, and on Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt Power Tools. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center, Greenville, and Enon can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New locations, 418 South Broadway in Greenville, and on Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Special pricing and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't think we took our two-minute radio station break, did we, Chuck?
We did not.
Let's do that right now. Then we'll return. A quick peek at scoring, and then we will chat with Roger Dietrich from LaCal Equipment when we return in 2 minutes. It's a radio station break. Game one, Jackson Center victorious by a final of 41-29 over Ansonia here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
And we welcome you right back here to Pickwick's Garbery Gym. 41-29 by way of score. Jackson Center over Ansonia in game one. Chuck, a peek at the scoring. Who were our stars of this game?
Well, looking on the Ansonia side, Schmidtmeyer had 10. He had a terrific game. He's Mike Clancy's player of the game. For Ansonia on the other side, Reese had 12. They got 11 from Regula. I'm going to go with Camden Reese. So Camden Reese and Ian Schmidtmeyer, players of the game.
Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is planning pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
I am Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. We welcome you back to Garber Gym on the campus of Pickwell High School. We're about 15 minutes away from game two tonight, pitting Fort Loramie, a 5 seed, against Troy Christian, a 4 seed. It should be a superb game. Jackson Center in a real scrap in game one tonight. Victorious 41-29 over Ansonia. So the number 2 seed, Jackson Center Tigers, advance to Friday night's upper bracket sectional championship against the winner of this second game. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and more. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, home of the Big Boy and Delicious Pumpkin Pie, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We hope you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And our founding partner, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner back in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. I'm joined by Roger Dietrich, Vice President Emeritus. What is the correct title?
All those fit, Jack, really. Just glad to be here, and thanks for asking us to be part of the program.
LaCal Equipment was conceived many years ago out of the West Coast, Los Angeles, California, thus the name LaCal, moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County, Ohio, in 1982. LaCal, L-A-C-A-L, L.A., California. LaCal, one of the many reasons why the Upper Miami Valley is a great place to live, to work, to raise a family, to receive an education. It's a well-kept secret, I think, in most sectors in the Upper Miami Valley, LaCal is. Tell everybody what LaCal does. I referenced it a moment ago just briefly. How many you employ? Highlight LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Ohio.
Well, Jack, we've been there in our location since 2006 when we joined your tremendous program that you get on here, and we're thankful for that, what you and Chuck bring us, and thank you for that, for the kids. But what we do is basically our strength is making parts, replacement parts for road equipment. And we got a great crew. We got, again, like 47 employees. Just wonderful work ethic, but the region is known for that. It's nothing that you haven't heard before. And like all the companies, we're looking for more help. put a plug in. We're looking for welders or anybody that wants to work, and we only work 5 days a week. But just a good area to be in, and just glad to be a part of Shelby County.
When you say highway maintenance equipment, what kind of equipment are we talking about?
Anywhere from, believe it or not, snow plow equipment, not the trucks, but all the plow equipment that's used, the highway mowers that you see on the highways doing the ditches, the big mowers, street sweepers, uncommon. If you think about it, how many people pay attention to what a street sweeper is, but they're a pretty vital part of keeping the recycling products cleaned up. They do a lot of the mall parking lots as well as highways and that. And then also equipment such as a leaf machine that the village is owned to pick up the leaves and dispose of them. So, and we are a little bit into we can help somebody fix something that they need welded or powder coated.
Okay. That is a snapshot of LaCal equipment. If you never knew before, now you have no excuse.
True, and we welcome anybody to stop in and see what we do. We have no secrets, and we try to do the standards as far as safe distancing and things like that, but anybody's welcome.
And you're growing,
yes,
and expanding, and you're always interested in good, qualified applicants.
You bet we are.
If you've just joined us, we are between games here at Pickwish Garbery Gym. Jackson Center defeated Ansonia 41-29 in the first game. We're 12 minutes away from the start of game two tonight between Fort Loramie and Troy Christian. Jackson Center plays the winner on Friday night in the upper bracket sectional final at 7. Take a moment, talk about your great love for high school sports. You grew up in the region, and you follow high school athletics as well as anybody in this area does.
Well, I thank you for that, Jack. And it, to me, it's an important product that we produce here in Shelby County and in the neighboring counties. It's the kids, boys, girls, willing to put themselves out here in front of people, willing to work hard behind the scenes that we don't see, the coaches. It's good for the villages. This is what we do, whether it's volleyball in the fall, and a lot of the schools, we don't have football. But so these are our Friday nights, and it's fun, it's exciting, with you, what you and Chuck provide for all of us in the county and neighboring counties too is you're here no matter what the weather is. If the game's being played, you're here. Maybe we can't get here for whatever reason, but we can hear you, and that's very important there. I don't want you to ever think that nobody's listening, because we do.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment. Got my fingers crossed for Thursday night, because Old Man Winter is going to provide maybe some bad weather north of I-70. We'll see. Roger Dietrich, Vice President, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, thanks so much for being our fan in the stands. Our fan in the stands.
Appreciate the opportunity, Jack, and continue the good work, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, Roger. About 9 minutes away from the start of game two between Troy Christian and Fort Loramie. Thanks again to Roger Dietrich. Tell Mary Lee Smock, all the staff and associates, tell Mary Lee, everybody employed at LaCal, Source Broadcast, said hello. Thank you so much. Three outstanding underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com. In Fort Loramie, on with us for every single Fort Loramie game, Fort Loramie games only. Our Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. So many thanks to our radio station sponsors tonight. With us on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese and Jarrett in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney,
and Sydney Bickwa Troy Body Carstar. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Parker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years now. Parker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Parker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Parker Insurance or call to see how Parker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Parker Insurance, and that is for sure. Chuck, about 7 minutes away from game two, Fort Loramie and Troy Christian. It is dead even. It's a pick'em, a toss-up. Not sure how it will go. But about the time you say that, it might wind up being lopsided. We thought Jackson Center was a prohibitive favorite in game one tonight.
Yep.
And Sonya had other ideas under head coach Devin Lindberg. The Ansonia Tigers gave Scott Elkert's crew a serious run before Jackson Center prevailed 41-29.
Well, I think maybe Troy Christian has a little advantage, at least early, because they played on the floor and Loramie hadn't played in the tournament yet. But
you're right. It's not a home court. It's a neutral court.
Yeah.
But yet, it's Fort Loramie's initial game here in the Garbery Gym for the sectional. And for Troy Christian, it's game two.
Right.
They warmed up to the court, beating Lehman Catholic in their tourney opener.
Well, and the only thing that kind of evens that out with Loramie is this is a regulation college-sized basketball court, and Loramie plays on one at home. So that kind of evens it out a little bit.
Chuck, let's take a pre-game break, a one-minute radio station break before our tip. Then we'll return to highlight some of the key players in this contest tonight. A one-minute radio station break is next. It's Fort Loramie and Troy Christian upcoming on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, the starters tonight for Fort Loramie will be Aiden Worman, Caleb Maurer, Ty Ruinkamp, Logan Eilerman, Isaac Ratterman. Ethan Kaiser has come off the bench in five of the last six games. He's averaging between 10 and 11 per game. Caleb Maurer on the year, over 13 a game. He's been in double digits every game but three. Ty Ruinkamp, a consistent scorer at close to 11 points a game. Fort Loramie needs scoring from those three wing players and guards. A little help from Logan Eilerman, Isaac Ratterman around the basket. Key for Fort Loramie as well. This Troy Christian team is guard strong and will hasten the pace. Chase Dome and Parker Penrod, 6 foot senior, 5'10 sophomore respectively, out front. They guide a quick offense, which will take the ball from you on defense if you overlook the defensive play of Troy Christian, which is also very good. Lehman Catholic found that out in the first game of the tournament.
Well, Parker Penrod is outstanding. He's only a sophomore, and he's left-handed, takes the ball to the basket very well. I think The biggest key for Lormie is going to be able to rotate guards and not lose anything when they do, because the pressure from Troy Christian is going to be from the beginning of the tip to the last horn, and you better be strong and prepared because they're not going to let up on you, and you need to take care of the basketball.
This Fort Loramie team lost its final game of the regular season to St. Mary's by a score of 65-42. Won its three previous games over Houston, Coldwater, and Fairlawn. Chuck, and you look down through this entire Fort Loramie boys basketball schedule, and you say to yourself, was there a tougher Division IV boys schedule in the state of Ohio? Anna twice, Bodkins twice, Rushi twice, Division II, Tiffin, Columbian, St. Mary's on the road in the finale, as I mentioned, Marion Local in the MAC, New Bremen in the MAC, Houston in the MAC, and on and for sales. Division III Tigers, top three team in the state in boys Division III. Rugged schedule, went 12-10. And several of those were very close losses. Could easily have been as good as 15-7, maybe even 16-6. Who knows?
Well, but, it all starts again.
And that rigid schedule can pay dividends come tournament time.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. The season is now beginning. Okay. Right. Once you can't, you're not going to win your league, then you turn around to the second season, the tournament. And boy, just getting out of Piqua is just exciting for these kids.
Right.
To go down and play in the district.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. We've highlighted them. Fort Loramie has got to get really good guard play to counter the guard play of Troy Christian, which is also superb. Other role players who might get double digits could be deciding factors. That's for certain. Key building components tonight for Fort Loramie and Troy Christian. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups in the opening tip are upcoming in a couple of minutes. Fort Loramie and Troy Christian next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Once again, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks to Dan Eidelman Construction in Fort Loramie, Reese Meyering and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, Regal Trophy and Awards in Wapak Avenue in Sydney, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle will keep you moving forward. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie.
No good Eaton place quite like it. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck and Troy Christian's win over Layman Catholic. Who led the way for the Eagles?
Well, Parker Penrod had 13, and Alex Free had 10, and Ben Major had 8. Ben Major scored all his in the second half. I mean, their offense was good. Their defense was superior.
The starters for Troy Christian include Alex Free, 6'2 sophomore, Chase Dome, 6' senior, Parker Penrod, 5'10" senior, Ben Major, a 6'3 junior, and the fifth starter I'm overlooking, that's Logan Lucas Day. Yes, Lucas Day, 6'1" senior.
Yep.
Very good multiple sport athlete at Troy Christian is Lucas Day. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Logan Eilerman, Isaac Ratterman up front, Aiden Werman in the backcourt with Caleb Maurer, Ty Ruhenkamp at a wing, Fort Loramie, the home team on the scoreboard, white shirts, red numbers outlined in black, opening tip won by Fort Loramie, long pass down the floor to Caleb Maurer, shot fake again, layup good. Fine start for Fort Loramie, which leads 2-0.
Well, they stole the tip. They had Troy Christian had a play set up. Loramie stole it and got a layup.
Here is Major. Foul line extended left for Troy Christian. Over guarding foul. Fort Loramie collision occurs. Bodies fly. Common goes against the Redskins. Opening 30 seconds. 2-0 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Ratterman made a heck of a hit. He just didn't wrap up.
Is that clipping?
It would have been, yes. It would have been clipping. Even from behind.
Fort Loramie's got some football athletes from the gridiron out there on the hardwood. Of course, Caleb Maurer, the quarterback for the Redskins. Logan Eilerman, talented wide receiver. Isaac Ratterman went both ways. Here is Lucas Day dribbling for Troy Christian, pounding the ball on the floor, going into the lane, hits a teammate below the basket, and it's a violation down in the end line against the Eagles, who make a mistake, and Fort Loramie gets it back, running the floor against the press. They attack. 1, 2, 3 passes. Logan Eilerman, shot fake low on the left, got it for two.
Well, they have been working on breaking the press and running the floor. It's pretty obvious this week.
Troy Christian attacking left to right. Here's a long 27-footer by Lucas Day. Wow. He zeroes in. That may hold up. It's the longest shot of the tournament.
That was deep.
Man alive, that was from Looney Road here in Piqua. 4-3, Fort Loramie leads. 6:45 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie makes a bad pass. Intercepted by Dome of Troy Christian. He spilled on the play, gets up, flips it to a teammate. Dribble drive into the lane, Alex Free. His cross-court pass deflected by Fort Loramie, which steals. Ty Ruhenkamp down the floor to Caleb Maurer. Pulls up, 15-footer, off the flange. Rebounded by Major of Troy Christian. Down the floor to a teammate who hesitates and walks below the rim.
Three turnovers to start the game for Troy Christian. They need to calm down a little bit.
Alex Free had a gimme and didn't shoot it right away. Dragged his pivot foot. 4-3 Fort Loramie. 6:20 to go in the first. Caleb Maurer flips it up the left side to Ty Ruhenkamp. Full steam ahead. Ty to the basket. Banked it in on the run. Motoring hard toward the iron was Ty Ruhenkamp. Fort Loramie is attacking. Here's a block shot. Fort Loramie grams a drive by Dome. It's on the deck. Fort Loramie scoops it up. Logan Eilerman backcourt to Aiden Werman.
Boy, that's a block by Werman that time. He got up.
Werman, center stripe, weaved to Ratterman. Now to Ty Ruhenkamp. 5:45 to go in the first. 6-3 Fort Loramie. Werman, 30 feet out. Now to Ruhenkamp. Head coach Corey Britton down to her right. Barks out of play. Good coaching matchup. 17 years of Troy Christian. Ray Zawadzki Jr. Here's a pass by Fort Loramie near the timeline. It's beyond it, over and back.
Well, he could have saved that, but he stepped on the center line before he touched the ball. Made it over and back.
Right, good call. That good observation, Chuck. That is exactly what happened.
Now, Caleb's last step been in his own half court.
Would have been saved.
He could have saved it in midair. But here's Troy Christian dribbling. Penrod, top of the circle. Left side pass to Dome. Dome back to Penrod. And Fort Lorman's Aiden Lerman, with good aggression, reaches in, gets paws on the ball, ruled a jump. Arrow favors Troy Christian. So far, it has been a hard-nosed physical game. Fort Lormy taking it right to Troy Christian. Good inbounds pass. Low on the left. Caught by Major of Troy Christian. Shoots it up way too hard, though. And Fort Lormy snatches the rebound. 6-3, Fort Lormy. Deep left corner, three, Logan Eilerman. Swish-a-roo! Swish-a-roo!
He has been on a streak shooting the ball here in the second half of the season.
Logan Eilerman has picked up his long-range shooting. He gunned one in from downtown, the 6'3 junior. He can post up on you in the paint. He can go deep. Here's a drive by Troy Christian. Oh, look at that player go to work. Parker Penrod split a couple defenders from the left wing. And he zipped to the basket, knifed into the paint area, dropped in a banker on the go, was fouled, and he'll shoot the free throw. It's 9-5 after Fort Lormy had gotten off to a 9-3 beginning. Penrod at the stripe for Troy Christian.
Only a sophomore, and I'm telling you right now, after watching him play a game and a quarter, my goodness, is he going to be a good ball player.
The left-hander, Penrod, toes the stripe, free throw in the air, swish. 9-6, Fort Lormy in the lead by 3. Fort Lormy against full court pressure, and the Redskins wing it up the left side to Eilerman. Logan hits the trailer, Caleb Maurer. Here's Ethan Kaiser from distance. Bullseye, three-pointer, Kaiser. Young man off the bench about whom we spoke in the pregame. 12-6, Fort Lormy up 6. 4:17 to go. First quarter of play. Here's Chase Dome on the arc. Dome hits Penrod. Penrod with a leaner down the lane. Tough shot. Got it. Oh, what a play.
Yeah, they need to realize he's left-handed. They played the wrong side of him that time.
Fort Lormy in backcourt throws it out of bounds against relentless pressure from Troy Christian, which got Lehman to do that quite a few times the other night. 3:59 to go, first quarter, 12-8 in favor of Fort Lormy. Troy Christian, 18-5 on the year, 11-3, tied for first, three-way deadlock in the Three Rivers Conference. Dribble drive, Penrod into the lane, throws it to Free. On the arc to Dome, Penrod comes out to catch. Aiden Worman's got that tough assignment. Pass goes to Free. Alex Free into the lane area, fades, and gets the roll. He's got it. A lot of rim, hit the backboard, kissed in. 12-10, Fort Lormy's lead dribbles to 2. 3:24 left in the first. Here's Ty Ruenkamp, beats pressure down the floor, hands off to a teammate. Driving layup, Logan Eilerman on the finish. Good. And it's 14-10. Fort Lormy trying to crack Troy Christian's pressure every single time, if possible. Fort Lormy up 4. Long 3. Troy Christian. It's in the air by Penrod. It lifted the rim. Down he went. Fouled while gunning the 3. 3 free throws coming for Penrod. Foul against Lorman of Fort Lormy. The number 4 seed, Troy Christian Eagles, against the number 5 seed, Fort Lormy Redskins. Fort Lormy 14, Troy Christian 11, as the free throw by Penrod is good. 3:02 to go here in the first stanza. Glad you could join us. Exciting action here on scoresbroadcast.com. Second of 3 free throws off to the left. Three minutes, 2 seconds left, opening period. Third of a trio of foul shots for Penrod, who is hammered in the act of shooting a long trifecta. He nails the third one, 2 out of 3, 14-12. Fort Lormy up 2. And now Troy Christian backs off midcourt. Caleb Maurer, Fort Lormy, left-hand pass. Left wing goes to Holscher, Ryan Holscher, 6'1 junior, and off the bench.
Good three-point shooter on a weave to Maurer near midcourt. Fort Laramie up two. 2:40 left, first quarter. Maurer back to the basket, foul line. Hits a teammate, Kaiser. Kaiser rips his way down the paint. Ball raked away out of bounds off Troy Christian. Below the rim, Fort Laramie will play it in. Caleb Maurer, number 11, triggers it. Looks. Lobbing into the paint for Logan Eidelman. Broken up by Troy Christian. Loose on the deck. And the Eagles have got it. Here's a run out the other way. Parker Penrod. Blew the gimme. Wide open layup. That was for the tie. Rebound Fort Laramie. 2:20 left to go. First quarter. Fort Laramie 14. Troy Christian 12. Ryan Holscher foul line. Weaves into the lane.
Wow.
Little fadeaway shot. Yes, sir. Nicely done. Ryan Holscher, big lift for Fort Laramie off the bench. 16-12, Fort Laramie by four. 2 minutes left, opening period. Here's Parker Penrod, gives it up to Free in the left corner. Goes high right. Straight away with the ball, Free. Free hits Penrod, elbow in the right, 16-footer, kicks off the ring, out of bounds in the corner, Fort Laramie possession.
Well, Rupnik couldn't pull it, so he tried to tip it out to it of one of his players. Unfortunately, there was nobody there.
Let me make sure, Chuck, I know who. Is that number 1 or number 11? Is that 11 here at midcourt?
11, yes.
Yep, that's Brusman.
Yep.
B-R-U-S-M-A-N, Christian Brusman, 5'9 soft. Here's Fort Laramie, long pass down the floor. Isaac Ratterman low on the right. Out back to Caleb Maurer. Now to Ty Ruinkamp. Very tenacious defense from Troy Christian, which trails by four. 1:24 to go here in the first quarter. Caleb Maurer fakes right, goes left. Hits Ty Ruinkamp, splits a couple defenders.
Wow.
And hits a runner.
Nice.
Tough shot. Good make. 18-12, Fort Laramie's lead is six. 6-point cushion. Popping out to catch Frank Rupnik, 6'4 sophomore for Troy Christian. On top, it was fed to Brusman. Brusman fakes right, goes left. Here's a straightaway three from way downtown by Troy Christian. Gunned up there by Connor Fry. Off to the right, rebound Fort Laramie. Ruinkamp to the three-point shooter, Kaiser. Look out, got it! Triple, Kaiser, deep left corner. Fort Laramie rolling up nine. How about that, Kaiser and Holscher off the bench. Big boost. 30 seconds to go here in the first. 9-point lead, Fort Laramie. Outside the arc on the right, it's Parker Penrod. Dribbles, a circle formation. Hands it off to Connor Fry. 18 to go, first period. Troy Christian plays for one. Here's Penrod from deep. Doesn't shoot to Brusman. Back to Penrod. 8-7-6. Here's Holscher on Penrod, into the lane, throws to Rupnik, deep right corner, three ball, bingo, bingo, he beat the buzzer. What a shot by Frank Rupnik of Troy Christian, the buzzer beater. Fort Laramie 21, Troy Christian 15, after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Airstream is seeking production associates. Easy for me to say. Airstream is seeking production associates to join her growing team. Airstream in Jackson Center. Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift. Earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of a legacy that is iconic. Airstream in Jackson Center, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Airstream now seeking production associates to join its growing team. Good start after the timeout, Chuck. Basket by Caleb Maurer, and he was fouled in the lane. Crafty maneuver by him, sinks the free throw. Big three-point play. Lead swells right back up to 9.
Well, I think Troy Christian thought it was a charge, and I have to admit I was blocked. I couldn't tell. He'll take the 3.
Second 9-point lead for Fort Loramie. Here is Troy Christian working it around. Deep right corner, it's Dome. Dome, the guard, passes on the arc to Free. He darts down the lane, unattended, laid it up with the left, no good, but he's fouled. He'll shoot 2. So privileged to have Airstream on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Be a part of an iconic legacy. Join the team at Airstream and Jackson Center. Again, airstream.com/apply to learn more. Work first shift, earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Free throw is good by Alex Free of Troy Christian. Second shot on the way, right in again. 7-point advantage, Fort Loramie, 24-17. Two very good basketball games here tonight at Pickler's Garbery Gym. Here's Caleb Maurer near midcourt for Fort Loramie. Fires down the right side to teammate Ty Ruhlenkamp. Back to Caleb. Might have gotten away with a walk. No, he didn't. Referee saw what I saw. A little spin move by Caleb. Both feet glided about 6 inches.
Right. He started to throw the pass, and Ruhlenkamp wasn't quite open, and he slid his foot.
1 minute gone, second quarter, 24-17. Fort Loramie in the lead over Troy Christian. Bounce pass right side to Christian Bruseman. On top and goes to Ben Major. Picked up by Logan Eilerman. Major foul line. Dumps it down to Free left corner. Fort Loramie up 7. 6:45 to play in the second. Deep right corner. It is Bruseman. Bruseman at the elbow on the right. Sinks a jump shot. Good looking jumper by Bruseman of Troy Christian. Bruseman, the 5'9 soft, let it fly, and he drained it, 24-19. Fort Loramie's 9-point lead is 5. We've got a loose ball at midcourt. Pressure's on. Troy Christian swipes it. Here's Lucas Day pulling up inside the arc. Buries it. A long deuce. Fort Loramie needs a timeout. 6 straight by Troy Christian. 24-21 Redskins. 6:16 to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Oh, a flurry of points by Troy Christian, which had trailed by 9. And now it's a 3-point contest. Troy Christian can strike in a hurry. It's a very quick club. Everybody shoots it pretty well from all over the floor. And they can run the court and fast break on you. They can also knock down threes behind the arc. Fort Loramie's finding out. Redskins up 3, 24-21. Half-court offense. Ty Ruhlenkamp, baseline left. Has it ripped away. Stolen. Here's a pass up the floor. Troy Christian is loose in the lane. Fort Loramie returns the favor on a swipe. Here's Caleb Maurer. 3-on-2. Caleb in the lane. Low on the left to Holscher. Holscher has it punched away by Troy Christian. Ball rolls to midcourt. Picked up by the Eagles. Here's a leak out the other way. Dome!
Boom! Missed a layup. Here comes Fort Laramie. Ethan Kaiser at midcourt gets clobbered.
Wow. I'm not sure how he missed that one.
Tell you what, Chuck. Spencer Wells is probably going to text me in a few minutes, the Fort Laramie football coach, and say, this sounds like an Eagles-Redskins game on the gridiron.
I think Fort Laramie would have a bigger lead if they were playing football.
Oh, it's rough and tumble.
Yeah, they're knocking each other around. I like it. The referees are letting them play.
Oh, let's get physical. These two clubs are. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 24, Troy Christian 21. Baseline left, open player, Fort Laramie. Logan Eilerman missed the 10-footer. Rebound below the rim. Redskins still have it. Eilerman got his own board, threw it to Ruhlenkamp. Straight away, Caleb Maurer from downtown. Short, no good. Rebound right corner. We got a black jersey, a white jersey. Eagles colors, green and white. They wear the black tonight with three numbers outlined in white. Fort Laramie white from top to bottom. Red numerals trimmed in black. Troy Christian player had it, but a foot was on the line. So Fort Laramie inbound, still up three. Here's a drive by the Redskins. Ty Ruhlenkamp pulls up and makes it. He banks it in. 26-21. Fort Laramie by five. 4:51 to go. We are in the second quarter. Here's free on the arc for Troy Christian. Before that, Ruhlenkamp make Troy Christian reel off six in a row. What a drive by Ben Major. He took the ball from his right hip, put it on the deck. Couple three bounces, a few long strides, and he carved out space right through the middle of the Fort Laramie defense and laid it down right through.
He was very active against Lehman in the second half.
That was a smooth drive right there. Here's Fort Laramie countering with a drive. In a lot of traffic as Caleb Maurer thought he was fouled, hooked it up, left it short. Rebound Troy Christian down three. Here's Tyler Free down an avenue to the rim, all the way to the rack for two. What a drive. Well done. It's Alex Free. I might have said Tyler. What a play by Alex Free of Troy Christian. He and Major, two dynamite drives in succession. It's a one-point game. 26-15, Fort Laramie. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Maurer, top of the circle. Great defense by Penrod. Won't let Caleb drive. Having checked in now for Fort Laramie is Lane Frilling, 6'4 senior. Ethan Kaiser is back on the hardwood. Here's Ty Ruhlenkamp, far left wing. Goes to the foul line, open J. Yes! Ty Ruhlenkamp. 4-for-4 from the floor. Oh, he shot it well. 28-25 Fort Laramie. Big bucket right there. That stemmed the tide. Hot shooting Troy Christian. Overshoots. A long three. Fort Laramie. Long pass to Ruhlenkamp. Layup is good. What a pass. Did Caleb Maurer throw that, Chuck?
Yep, Maurer on a dime.
Yep, Caleb Maurer, the football quarterback, just threw it a good 65 feet down the floor. Caught on the dead run by the Redskins, who laid it in to push it back out to 5. 30-25. 2:44 to go, second quarter. Open player, Troy Christian. Drive to the rim, Penrod. He's bothered from the backside, hindered and fouled. Kaiser got him in the act of shooting. Tell you what, Chuck, Troy Christian can spread the floor, clear out for one side, isolate somebody. Anybody on the team is capable of taking advantage of one-on-one in the open court.
Yeah, they're a good basketball team, and I'll tell you what I know for a fact, they're incredibly well coached.
Free throw in and out, it's no good. Missed by Penrod, doesn't miss many. 79% foul shooter. 30-25, Fort Laramie. 2:40 left, second quarter. Second shot by Penrod is in. 30-26, Fort Laramie by four. We're near the 2.5-minute mark. Late second quarter, Ty Ruhlenkamp tries to pull up and stop on a dime outside the arc on the right. The man for whom he wanted to throw the ball wasn't available like Ty thought he might be, and he dragged the pivot foot.
Well, he made up his mind what he was going to do before he saw if it was open.
Yep. 2:20 left, second quarter. Fort Laramie 30, Troy Christian 26. Far right wing, it is Penrod. Hooks it back to a teammate. Deep three from the right corner is good! Wow! Connor Fry, 6'2 senior, in off the bench, bombs away, every bit as high as it was long. What a shot by Connor Fry, and Fort Laramie's lead is trimmed to 1. 30-29, a minute 48 to go, second quarter. Isaac Radiman, cross court to Ryan Holscher. Holscher between the rings, on the bounce. Wants a 9-point lead for Fort Laramie. It's been cut down to just a single marker. Foul line, Radiman goes opposite to Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp checked out high. Good defense on the play by Bruseman. Now to Ethan Kaiser, top of the circle. Near side to Ruhenkamp. 1:21 to go, first half.
Well, they switch every screen, and they are jumping. Hey, this defense is impressive.
Here's Holscher. He's got an avenue. He creases the lane area. On the run. Shot it. No good. Rebound, Troy Christian. Quickly down the floor. Bad pass, out of bounds. 65 seconds to go. Second quarter. 30-29. Fort Laramie up 1. Troy Christian's defense has held Fort Laramie to 2 baskets in the last nearly 5 minutes,
and they've turned them over 9 times.
Fort Laramie will inbound. Troy Christian sets up its press. It goes to Caleb Maurer. He's doubled. Goes back to Radiman. Radiman on the bounce timeline. Hand off to Maurer. Maurer veers left. Goes to Ethan Kaiser, left corner. On him tightly is free. Now to Caleb Maurer, midcourt. Troy Christian knocks it loose, and then Fort Laramie kicks it. Gains an advantage, does Kaiser. Out of bounds to Troy Christian.
Not the correct call.
Not sure about that one.
That's a defensive call. Offense, unless it's intentional, is the only way you call it. There was nothing intentional about that.
No, there was no way that was intentional. The ball caught the foot of Ethan Kaiser and rolled out ahead of him. Troy Christian gets a big break.
Well, if that's the case, when you dribble the ball off your foot, that should be a kick, shouldn't it?
There you go. Good analogy. 44 seconds to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 30, Troy Christian 29. Head coach Zawadzki right in front of us instructs a play as we work down near the half-minute mark. 30-29, Fort Laramie hanging on to a 1-point lead. The bulge has been as much as 9 twice, 21-12 and 24-15. Now it's 1.
Well, this is typical Laramie. 21 in the first quarter, 9 in the second. They have these lulls.
Yep, they hit a sluggish spot in quarter number 2. Troy Christian playing for 1, 8, 7, 3 at midcourt. Gets a screen from Rutnick. Lost the ball. Steal by Logan Eidelman. Takes a 3 at the buzzer. It's late. No good. And time expires. Good defense by Fort Laramie at the end of that second quarter of play. We'll take a 2-minute radio station break in just a moment. I want to remind you once again, a new underwriting sponsor, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center. Airstream is seeking production associates to join its growing team located in Jackson Center, Ohio. Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift, earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of a legacy that is iconic at Airstream and Jackson Center. 2-minute radio station break is next. 30-29, Fort Laramie by 1 over Troy Christian at the half here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're tuned to a simulcast on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks so much to our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000, and Sydney Troy Pickwa Body Car Star. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Fort Loramie Game sponsors, three of them with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank at Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member. OsgoodBank.com. What a game. Two real good ones tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com and 105.5 TAM FM. Jackson Center pulled away very late, got by Ansonia in game one, 41-29. Jackson Center awaits on Friday the winner of this game at the half. It's Fort Loramie 30 and Troy Christian 29. Our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck, take it away.
Well, I've been looking at the rebounds. I've been paying attention. It's Loramie had seven. Troy Christian only had three rebounds in the first half. One offensive rebound for the Redskins. Eagles, no offensive rebounds. Six turnovers for Troy Christian, nine for Fort Loramie. Individual scoring for the Eagles, they were led by Parker Penrod with eight. Six out of Alex Free, five from Lucas Day, three each from Rupnik and Fry, and then they got two from Bresman, two from Major. They scored 15 and 14, 29 for the half. Loramie, 10 from Ty Ruenkamp, had a terrific first half. Seven from Logan Eilerman, five from Caleb Maurer, six from Ethan Kaiser on a couple of threes in the first quarter, two from Ryan Holscher. They scored 21 and 9, and they lead it by one, 30-29 at the half.
Oh, it's going right to the wire, Chuck, don't you think so?
Yeah. I mean, you assume it is because they just look like they're very, very well-matched basketball teams.
Yep. Fort Loramie 30, Troy Christian 29 at halftime. Our report here at the break brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're back at Pickwa's Garbage Gym, a half minute away from the start of the third quarter, 30-29. Fort Loramie by a scant point over Troy Christian. We are seconds away from the start of the second half of this game, and it should be an exciting final two periods. I'd like to let you know all about Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. They do an outstanding job. You can call on Tom and Jerry's for the right solution for true comfort. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. So get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Good start, second half. Troy Christian driving layup. Was it Penrod right down the paint? Yeah, and I'll tell you, he took a bump and still got the shot. He's pretty darn good. Logan Adaman for three for Fort Loramie. Lipped the rim, no good. Rebound Aiden Warman, left corner. Gives it up on top to Tyruen Kemp. He darts right down the paint. He's unmolested to the rim. Blew it with the left hand, no good. Rebound Troy Christian up one, 31-30. 45 seconds gone by here in the third quarter. Tell you what, Chuck,
Troy Christian's done a nice job on Caleb Maurer so far.
Yeah, they have. Caleb's not getting very many good looks.
No, he's not. Here is Major in the right corner for Troy Christian. Tries to hit a cutter down the lane. Pass goes astray. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Throw down to Logan Adam, and he steamrolls to the rim. Logan Eilerman. Boy,
that was strong.
He bullied his way right to the basket. And Fort Loramie's on top, 32-31. 6:43 to go, third quarter. Lucas Day, top of the circle on a weave to Chase Dome. Dome to Alex Free. Now to Parker Penrod. Free fakes left, goes right against Caleb Maurer in the lane. Little short teardrop in front is good. Right over the top of Caleb Maurer.
He let him get too deep.
Alex Free, 6'2", long arms, plays like 6'3", 6'4". 33-32, Troy Christian up one. 6:12 to go, third quarter. Ethan Kaiser for Fort Loramie, way out in the right wing. Down in the right corner to Logan Eilerman. In the lane, Caleb Maurer. Maurer right in front. 8-foot fall away. No good off the heel. Rebound, Troy Christian. Here comes Penrod. Here comes Lucas Day. Nearly walk. He barrels down the paint all the way to the rack for two. Lucas Day would not be denied. Troy Christian up three. Deep three left corner. Ethan Kaiser. Too hard, no good. Rebound, Maurer. Lays it up. Got it. Big bucket. Troy Christian had gone ahead 35-32 with 5:40 to go in the third. Fort Loramie gets a big goal.
Werman had a nice rebound. He caught a break because Maurer went to the basket.
Yep,
that's the only thing that saved him.
That was a big board. You're right by Werman. Caleb Maurer got the deuce. Here's Free at the elbow in the right. Throws it cross court to Penrod. Penrod pulls up baseline left, short corner, 15-footer, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, fumbled out of bounds to Troy Christian.
Well, Dome made a nice move in the corner and then shot an air ball.
35-34, one-point lead, Troy Christian. Fort Loramie's been up by as many as nine, 21-12, 24-15. Here's Lucas Day, left-hand dribble. Steps back, guns the three, barely caught iron. Rebound ruined camp of Fort Loramie. On the giddy-up. Throws it down the floor to Werman. Hits the trailer Eilerman. To tie ruined camp for a three ball. Count it. Count it. Fort Loramie back on top. 37-35.
Well, ruined camp only one of two seniors, and he's playing like he wants to play some more basketball for Fort Loramie.
Troy Christian's free falls down in the half court. Gets up. Two-point lead, Fort Loramie. After Troy Christian had worked out to a three-point edge. Here's a drive left of the lane. Penrod split a couple defenders. Didn't really look like there was a foul.
Yeah.
Negligible contact. And the player, Penrod, bailed out in the act of shooting. He'll get two free throws. Thought the foul, if there was one, might have occurred before the shot. But that's what good guards do. They're clever.
Yeah, I mean, he created the play. I'm not sure that if that was a foul, then boy, there's been some others that haven't been called.
I would have ignored that one as a referee. First free throw by Penrod is short. Second free throw, swish. Fort Loramie 37, Troy Christian 36 with 4:20 left to go in the third quarter. Jackson Center 141-29. After trailing 26-25, midway third quarter. Long three ball, Caleb Maurer. Got it for three. Caleb Maurer, 27-footer, far left flank. Swished it. Fort Loramie's up four. 40-36. Last two shots, Caleb has tried. He's made them both. Here's Lucas Day. Hands off to Dome. Driving goes Dome. Could have been fouled. Think he was. No call. Rebound Fort Loramie. Baseline right. Jumper ruined camp. No off the back flange. Long rebound Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser to Maurer in the corner. Skips it cross court. Picked off. Good interception on the play by Alex Free. Goes baseline to Penrod. Blocked by Maurer. Penrod gets it back. Good! And a foul to boot.
Whew. Boy, Caleb Maurer had a heck of a block, but Penrod stayed with it.
You talk about staying with it. Man, was that ever resilient.
Yeah.
Caleb Maurer, terrific block on the first attempt, but Penrod, who is going pell-mell to the rim. But Penrod got his hands on the block shot, the deflection, and banked it right back up and in. Little seven-footer. He connects on the free throw, and we've got a one-point game. 40-39, Fort Loraman. In backcourt, it's Ruhlenkamp. Dane Worman, difficulty against the press. Worman gets it up and over. Down to Caleb Maurer. Little helter-skelter right now.
Yeah.
3:11 to go in the third quarter. Logan Eilerman out back to Worman. Fort Loraman slows it down, runs a set here. Far left wing, it's Ryan Holscher for Fort Loraman. Fakes left, goes right, swings it straight away to Ruhlenkamp, picked up by Free. Here's Dome on Worman. Baseline right, Ruhlenkamp. Bada got away with a walk. He pivoted and banked it in. Ty Ruhlenkamp, real good night for him. He's about perfect from the floor, isn't he, Chuck?
I think he only missed the one that hit the flange. Other than that, yes.
Three-point game. What a steal. Oh, wow. All-star takeaway by Caleb Maurer. Down the floor to Logan Eilerman. Got it for two. Timeout, Fort Loraman. Caleb Maurer with maybe the steal of the season. He was down on all fours, scratching the hardwood after slightly deflecting a ball away. Snarfed it up, fed Logan Eilerman for the bucket, and Fort Loraman's up five late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
2 minutes, 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fort Loraman 44, Troy Christian 39. This game being played like a district championship contest, Chuck. High quality. Here's a jump shot by Penrod. He entered the lane, pulled up. Good defense by Fort Loraman. His shot was errant off to the left. Redskins got the rebound. Up five with two to go, third quarter. Fort Loraman defended Penrod extremely well. That trip down to Penrod. Open player, baseline right, Worman. Shot fake, up and under. Good! Troy Christian lost Aiden Worman. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, good ball fake, too, by Worman that time to make the basket.
Seven-point game. Troy Christian down in a little hot water at the moment. Here's Free on the arc. 46-39, Fort Loraman. Long three, left corner, Bruceman waves short. Rebound popped in the air, popped up again. Pinball all around. Fort Loraman garners it. In backcourt is Ty Ruhlenkamp. Slings it to Worman. Fort Loraman up seven, give and go. Caleb Maurer overshoots, might have been fouled. Weak side rebound, Holscher in and out. Tie up on the board, no travel. Tough ball to take.
Wow.
It's against Troy Christian.
That was not a good call. He got knocked to the ground.
Yep. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Fort Loraman up seven. Holscher gets the inbounds pass on the arc. Out back to Caleb Maurer, free all over him. Caleb Maurer enters the top of the circle, leaves it for Worman, shot fake. Caleb Maurer left corner, pulls up short corner, hits it for two. Caleb Maurer, boy, that was a flick of the wrist with the right hand. In it went.
That was a college basketball shot right there.
Fort Loraman led by nine, 24-15. Fort Loraman up nine again, 48-39. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Parker Penrod for Troy Christian. Navigates the lane, off to the left on a jump shot. Rebound, Troy Christian, stolen. Taken away by Troy Christian. Bruceman to the rack. Missed it. Lot of traffic. Couldn't get it to go. Here's Fort Loraman to midcourt. It's Worman. Caleb Maurer back to Worman. 17 ticks in the clock. Late in the third. Fort Loraman up nine. The winner gets Jackson Center in the Friday night upper bracket sectional final. 7 o'clock tip. 6, 5, 4. Caleb Maurer, fadeaway three in the air. Off the rim, backboard no good. And the third quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 48, Troy Christian 39 after three. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
So many thanks to new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Knox Machinery, Precision Strip, Airstream, also new on the air soon, Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Fort Loramie up 9, starting the fourth. Baseline jump shot. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ethan Kaiser, a long two ball.
A three.
Yeah. Rule behind the line.
Yeah, nice skip pass by Maurer. Got the jumper for Kaiser.
Give Ethan a triple. He's had a good game, averaging about 11 over the last six contests for Fort Loramie. He's been a big help. Really developed. Recovering from the hand injury earlier in the year, Fort Loramie's got a 12-point spread, 51-39. That was indeed a three by Kaiser. Here's a baseline drive by Troy Christian. Dome all the way to the rim. Little strong. It rolled out. Everything going Fort Loramie's way right now. Ratterman in midcourt. He's got a lane to the rim. Strong on the shot. Foul Fort Loramie on the board. 7:03 to go.
He looked like a linebacker going to the basket that time. He never did get himself gathered under control.
Hey, Isaac, had there been no wall at the end of the building, Chuck would have run for a touchdown.
I think he would have scored. He did spike the ball at the end.
7:03 to go, fourth quarter. 51-39. Fort Loramie has managed to inch out to a 12-point bulge.
Three in double figures, and Kaiser has nine.
Midcourt with the ball, Troy Christian, whose offense has sputtered the last 4 minutes or so. On the arc, Parker Penrod glides down the left side of the lane. He's trying to do it all himself right now. Shot blocked and route to the rim. Out of bounds it goes. Troy Christian will throw in. Little too much Penrod. Others have to get into the act. That's all there is to it. Ball lobbed way out to midcourt to Free. Picked up by Ty Ruhenkamp. Here's Free bowling into the lane. Fadeaway 10-footer. It missed, no good. Foul called in Fort Loramie. Tyler Ruhenkamp got the wrist of Free in the act of shooting. Two big free throws. Troy Christian needs these. 6:38 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 51-39. Make it 51-40. Shot is perfect. Here comes Aiden Warman for Fort Loramie for Isaac Ratterman as the Redskins go smaller.
Troy Christian has outscored Loramie by 8 points at the free throw line. Loramie's only been there once.
Yep, that's how Troy Christian has kept it moderately close, down 11, over 6.5 to go. Second shot by Free of Troy Christian is good. Alex Free nets each one, and it's a 10-point game. Fort Loramie inbounding in backcourt. We've got Three white jerseys, three black jerseys. Left side of the timeline. Werman gets it up to Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp circles, goes to Eilerman left corner. Good ball work by Fort Loramie. Then it's dropped. Fumbled, muffed, stolen by Troy Christian. Quickly down the floor, Penrod bites it in. A 10-footer motoring toward the basket. 51-43. Four straight by Troy Christian.
Well, they picked the pressure up again. Loramie's going to have to be strong with the basketball.
6 minutes to go in the game. Werman midcourt. Throws it left side to Caleb Maurer. High right to Ty Ruhenkamp. Not Ethan Kaiser. 30 feet out. Kaiser to Logan Eilerman. To Aiden Werman. Oh, pick and roll with Logan Eilerman. Layup is in. Well done.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, that was basketball 101 right there.
Sharp execution by Fort Loramie, which extends the lead back to 10, 53-43. Here's a drive, baseline left, Chase Dome all the way to the rack. He lays it in.
That's his first basket.
Haven't said his name much.
No.
Fort Loramie is shutting him down. Good double-digit score. He's been stopped cold by Fort Loramie tonight. 53-45, Redskins. 5:15 to go. Here's Caleb Maurer behind the foul line. Jump shot. Bingo! He hits it. 55-45, says the scoreboard. 5 minutes left. Fort Loramie up 10. Penrod to Dome. Guarded by Werman. Now Bruceman. Now free. Troy Christian's got his three-point shooters on the floor. Free at the elbow on the left, guarded by Caleb Maurer. Right side of the floor, it's Bruceman. Spin move, goes baseline up and under. He falls down. Smart play, draws a two-shot foul.
Yeah, he did, and Ruhenkamp's got to be careful. He just threw the ball against the wall. The last thing they need is a technical, shooting two free throws and getting the ball back.
Tell you what, Chuck, here tonight, I've seen a number of plays by guards drawing fouls that remind me of what I saw last night from Iowa's Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, well,
she is a magician at splitting defenders, bursting to the rim, not coming close in the shot, maybe not coming close to getting fouled, but she winds up shooting two free throws.
Well, I don't think there was a foul on this one. I think Ruhenkamp pulled his hand back,
yep.
But because he was up in the air with him, the officials make that call because they don't know any better.
Yep. There you go. First shot by Bruceman is good. 55-46 for Loramie. Second shot, Bruceman, is also pure. 55-47. Fort Loramie's lead dwindles back to 8, 4:42 to go, fourth quarter. We've got 10 players to the backside of the timeline. Relentless pressure all night long from Troy Christian. Here's Aiden Werman, up ahead to Caleb Maurer. 3-on-2 break. Here's Kaiser, barging it from the right wing. He banked it in.
Tough shot.
Very tough shot. Timeout, Coach Sawatsky of Troy Christian as Fort Loramie continues to attack, and more often than not here in the second half. Beat the press. Up 10 are the Redskins. Late in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Test for the coronavirus also available. Results in a day or two. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Close 1 to 2. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, Pike Street, Jackson Center. Long three, Troy Christian bombs away. Parker Penrod is perfect. He hit the cords right down through the ropes.
You notice that most of the people you're talking about for Troy Christian tonight are sophomores.
It is a young team, very young indeed. That three-pointer by Penrod, a near 30-footer, made it 57-50. 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Left wing, Isaac Ratterman. Behind him to Ethan Kaiser. He's hooked on the play by Day. And believe it or not, that's foul number one on Troy Christian in the half.
Well, I tell you, you watch them and you think, man, they're all over you. But they're not fouling. They truly are not fouling. That was basically an intentional foul because he started to get a blow by.
Well,
they had no fouls, so that was a smart foul by Day.
Well, down seven, Troy Christian's going to have to use them to eventually send Lormie to the line if indeed Lormie maintains the lead. Ball inbounded to Ty Ruhenkamp. All over him is Major. Ruhenkamp deep to the left corner. It throws it back to Caleb Maurer off his fingertips. It wasn't touched. It wasn't touched by Troy Christian. It goes over and back. The referee says no. It's Fort Loramie's ball. That was badly blown. Driving into the lane, Ruhenkamp. He's mangled on the arm, and he'll shoot two.
Wow.
Very huge non-call. It was clearly over and back on Fort Loramie, and it was badly blown.
I'm not sure the foul was a good call right down here.
Two free throws, Ty Ruhenkamp, he's got it. 58-50, Fort Loramie up eight.
I have promised myself I'm not talking about officials anymore, so great call.
Well, it was clear that...
It was over and back.
Caleb Maurer got his fingertips on the pass back to him near midcourt. It rolled into backcourt. Troy Christian never touched it. Both free throws good by Ty Ruhenkamp. Here's a shot fake by Free. Right down the pipe to the rim. It rolls off. No good. Rebound for Loramie. Up nine with 3 minutes to go. Steal by Lucas Day. Lucas Day, herky jerky to the rim. Good. 59-52. Lucas Day of Troy Christian pilfered the outlet pass by Fort Loramie, broke to the rim, and with his left hand made a skunk shot.
Well, I'll tell you, on that turnover, they're going to give it to the person that threw the pass, but Warman stood and didn't go to the ball, and the defender did, and that's why Day got the steal.
Very, very good observation. 2:51 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 7, 59-52. Troy Christian knocked it out. Fort Loramie throws it to Ruhenkamp in backcourt to Werman, top of the key. Here's a left corner shot by Ethan Kaiser. It's good! Biggest shot of the night. A trifecta. Oh, we highlighted Ethan Kaiser in the pregame. He was my X factor. He's come up big.
Well,
and Troy Christian throws it away.
And he high-fived the students as he went by. That was great. What a shot.
Ethan Kaiser averaging close to 11 a game the last six games. He's over that tonight.
Yeah, he's got 14.
Look at Caleb Maurer go to work. Blinding speed. Caleb beats the press by himself. Down the lane, Caleb Maurer lays it in, and a timeout is called. And Troy Christian's body language, not good now.
No, it's not.
Down 12, 2:26 to go, fourth quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Heard
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Final 226, 64-52. Fort Loramie's biggest spread of the game, a dozen. Ethan Kaiser's big triple, stretch it from 9 to 12. Here's Free in the right corner for Troy Christian. Throws on the arc to Penrod, the three-point shooter. Missed it short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer hooked in backcourt. Don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville and Enon. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 418 South Broadway, Greenville. Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. 17 colors and styles to choose from. Also beautiful white shaker cabinets. Here's Fort Loramie heaving it inbounds. And Troy Christian deflects it. Fort Loramie deflects it. It's a turnover. Redskins, 2:08 to go. 12-point lead Fort Loramie. Don't forget, always great savings on DeWalt Power Tools at your Pro Hardware stores. Jackson Center, Greenville, Enon. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Dribble drive into the lane and a three-point jump shot. Deep left corner by Dome. Off the ring, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Outlet to Kaiser. Kaiser to Caleb Maurer. To midcourt to Logan Eilerman. Eilerman's fouled 30 feet from the rim. Still, it is common.
I think it's like five, yeah.
Yep. Team foul five and Troy Christian, a minute 50 left. Fort Loramie's up 12. 35-32, Troy Christian did manage to sneak ahead by three in the mid-30s at 35-32. Here's Fort Loramie throwing it down the floor. In the corner, Logan Eilerman. He's got a lane to the basket. Lays it up short, no good. Rebound Ethan Kaiser, he's decked. He was in the act of shooting. Two free throws coming. Tell you what, Chuck, Ethan Kaiser for this team makes a world of difference. One more jump shooter from the perimeter.
Well, they've got four kids in double figures.
Free throw, Ethan Kaiser. He nails it. 65-52 Fort Loramie. Second shot for Ethan. He's now got what?
Ethan has 8, 9, 15.
Is he your Clancy star of the game?
Between him and Ruin Camp.
Second shot by Ethan. Up and good. 66-52, a minute 41 left. Fort Loramie in the lead by 14. Brusman deep in the left corner. Out to Fry for a long three ball. Bullseye! He's got it. That was a lengthy one from nearly 30 feet by Connor Fry. Timeout called. A minute 31 to go. 66-55 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
91 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 66, Troy Christian 55. 10 players in backcourt. Ball inbounded to Lane Frilling, who's in off the bench. Gets it to Ruin Camp. Foul committed by Connor Fry of Troy Christian. Minute 27 to go. And that is team foul number 7, 1-1 for the Redskins, who are up 11. Biggest spread has been 12. Tell you what, Chuck, best thing Fort Loramie did all night, and Corey Britton knew it would be good. He practiced for it, and that was beat the press, attack it, and try to score against it whenever you can.
Well, they turned it early, but they've been real solid from the second quarter on. They've been solid with the ball.
Yep. Tyrone Camp with a 1-1 for the Redskins. Swish. 67-55 in favor of Fort Loramie by 12. Fort Loramie and Jackson Center Friday night at 7. Upper bracket sectional championship. They played twice in the regular season. Fort Loramie managed to win both games. Jackson Center at home led by a point with just under a minute to go. Lost by 3. And on a very cold shooting night at Fort Loramie, Jackson Center was thumped. Long 3 by Troy Christian, no good. Run out, leaking the other way. Holscher, Fort Loramie, got it for 2. Tell you what, it's going to look like a blowout in the online headline or the print edition headline. But it was not the case. Missed by Troy Christian. Another leak out the other way by Holscher. Layup is in, and it's a 17-point game. Fort Loramie fans on their feet, whooping it up. 72-55, 48.2 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Troy Christian behind the 17, last three quarters of a minute. Eagles try a 3. Fry behind the screen, right flank, no good, off the heel. Long rebound Fort Loramie. Ball fired to midcourt. Redskins bring it down. Got some changes for Fort Loramie. Carter Gasson in now, 5'11 freshman. Long triple pumped up by Ethan Kaiser. In and out, no good. Rebound Troy Christian. Long pitch down the floor. Driving layup is good by Chase Dome. 16 ticks remaining. Here's Kaiser up the floor for Fort Loramie, and he retreats, and that'll do it. 8-7, clock winding down. Fort Loramie up 15. The number 5 seed turns away the number 4 seed. Fort Loramie defeats Troy Christian 72-57. The Troy Christian Eagles are beaten after defeating Lehman in the opening round of the tournament. Troy Christian is knocked out tonight, closing out the year 18-6 after finishing 11-3 in a three-way tie for the Three Rivers Conference title. 72-57, Fort Loramie, a winner by 15. This was a 35-32 game in favor of Troy Christian before Fort Loramie really turned it on. Ethan Kaiser, who's given Fort Loramie a huge boost over the past month, was a big cog in this victory here tonight. 15-point win by Fort Loramie. We will have a 2-minute radio station break coming up here in just a matter of seconds. Say we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6 a.m. The omelets are terrific. And great strip loin steak dinners at night, just $14.50. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. at Myers in Botkins. Phone ahead for your carryout, 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Place your carryout for Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Two-minute radio station break is next. Fort Loramie triumphant over Troy Christian, 72-57, to earn a spot against Jackson Center on Friday night here in the upper bracket sectional final at Garbery Gym. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our radio station sponsors via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Sydney, Troy, and Piqua Body Car Star. You've enjoyed tonight's game on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Who are our stars of the game as Fort Loramie defeats Troy Christian by 15, 72-57?
Well, Troy Christian was 12 of 15 from the free throw line. Loramie shot 6 in the fourth quarter. They were 7 of 7. They did a terrific job of doing that. They out-rebounded them 24-7, and I know that I didn't fall asleep, so that's real, real accurate. Individual scoring for Troy Christian, they were led by sophomore Parker Penrod with 19. Then they drop all the way down to sophomore Alex Free with 10. On the other side, Loramie, boy, what balance. Ty Ruhenkamp had 19. They got 16 from Maurer, 16 from Kaiser, and 13 from Logan Eilerman. Scored 72 for the game. By Clancy's player for the game for Fort Loramie, I'm going to give it to three of them. Caleb Maurer and Ty Ruhenkamp and Ethan Kaiser. I can't split them, so those three together, and everybody, they played a terrific basketball game. Maybe the most complete game I've seen them play all year.
No question. No question about it. Yep, I'd agree 100%. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And thank you so much, Jerry Garrett, Knox Machinery General Manager, lives in Fort Loramie. Nick Meyer, Sales Engineer, Knox Machinery, also lives in Fort Loramie. Shout outs to them, all the staff and associates at Knox Machinery. I'd like to remind you once again, an array of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Knox Machinery, as we noted, Precision Strip in Minster, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, about which we commented and highlighted several times tonight, Schnippel Construction in Botkins also coming on board. Recently added sponsors in the last 9 months or so, Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com, Victorus Health and Wellness in Anna, receive online care at VictorusHealth.com, Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. The Cell Phone Shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Fort Loramie boys, Chuck, expanding its roster of scorers at just the right time. As you noted several minutes ago, more than likely the very best four quarters of basketball Fort Loramie has strung together all year long, and it's at the perfect situation heading into a sectional final matchup with Jackson Center. Can Fort Loramie beat Jackson Center a third time this year? Well, we'll see. We're going to get a chance to watch that Friday night. We'll see what the weather forecast brings. I'm not sure what they're if those get called off on Thursday night here. I'm not sure what their situation is going to be.
On Thursday night, we are scheduled to be at Northmont, Anna against Greenan.
Yes.
Each team took essentially a first round bye. They're paired up in the round in round number two in the bracket. Anna and Greenan. Greenan, a winning record from the Ohio Heritage Conference South. Anna Rockets, very capable of beating Greenan. Greenan's got a good team. They shoot the three really well, like Anna can. That could be an exciting game at Northmont. I think that's a 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 airtime. might be a 7:30 tip, 7 o'clock airtime. My memory has just left me. It's allowed to do that.
At our age, heck yes, it is.
Every now and then. Anyway, two very fine games tonight, each really not indicative of the final scores. First game wound up 12, much closer than that throughout. Jackson Center did wind up beating Ansonia 41-29. Second game ended at 15, 72-57. But Fort Loramie had its hands full with Troy Christian for three full quarters.
Right.
Wasn't put away till the fourth. Again, Fort Loramie is developing more scoring throughout that roster. Ethan Kaiser gives the Redskins another shot maker from 15 to 25 feet. Wow. He's a big, big boost.
Yep.
And Redskins playing a lot of players, handle the ball really well.
Right.
Caleb Maurer made key points. How about Ty Ruhenkamp? He sparkled.
He was terrific.
He didn't miss more than one or two shots all night.
No, he had a great game. Handled the ball well. Did a nice job for him.
Guess what? We're off tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, no game.
There's got to be a game somewhere we can go to.
Versailles boys are in action. Prohibitive favorite.
Oh, yeah.
In their game in the D3 boys tourney. But we are idle tomorrow night. We return at 6:30 on Thursday evening, weather permitting, from Northmont to bring you the game between the Anna boys and Greenan. Then we are right back here on Friday night for the Fort Loramie-Jackson Center matchup, 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 airtime. On Saturday, we've got one, two, three games for you, two girls D4 district games in the afternoon, airtime beginning at 12:30. Rushi against Cincinnati Country Day, and then Fort Loramie follows against Bradford in the nightcap. And then Saturday night, right back here for the what will probably be a Rushi Botkins lower bracket sectional championship.
Well, if not, then we're going to notice that hell's freezing over.
Now, let's hope the storm isn't that bad.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday night. Let's hope it's not. So many thanks tonight to our great underwriting sponsors. We've talked about you so often. Special thank you to Roger Dietrich, Vice President, LaCal Equipment. He was on with us between games for about 4 minutes, highlighting LaCal, which came to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982 from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And LaCal Equipment, a founding partner for Scores Broadcast in 2006 and 7, would not be here today without the motivation, the support, the assistance from LaCal Equipment. Way back in 2006 and 7, LaCal Equipment, we thank you so much. Great thanks tonight to our radio station sponsors. We've highlighted them numerous times. Thanks to our radio station audience via WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM. Thanks as well to our online audience on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Derek was on the board. A lot of gratitude to Derek for putting up with us. Thanks for coverage. Two games of high school basketball tonight. Derek, we appreciate it. For Bryant Billing, a big thank you for filling in a couple times this week, covering Sydney boys and girls action here on Scores Broadcast and WMVR. Gratitude to Bryant. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. For Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym, where Jackson Center has defeated Ansonia 41-29, and Fort Loramie has downed Troy Christian 72-57.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.